Some of what you are about to hear might be deemed offensive by some people. If you are insulted by people arguing about the New England Patriots and pretty much anything else, or by subjects like soap with a slot, gutter cleaners, people with big heads, Bill Polian, Egypt, wedge salads, and drilling for oil, you probably shouldn't listen to PFW in Progress. But if you do listen and hear something questionable, please do not be offended. We're just trying to entertain. In other words, some of the content of PFW in Progress may not be suitable for all audiences. Listener discretion is advised.
The following takes place between 12 p.m. and 2 p.m.
This is PFW in Progress.
Who's got the wiener schnitzel? Let's see, next we got roast beef au jus. Who's got the roast beef au jus? Last but not least, foot long. Who's got the foot long?
PFW in Progress.
Okay, gang, you know the rule. No humping, no pushing, no sniffing hiding.
With Fred Kirsch.
Wool, host, annual,
host.
Host.
Annual.
An annual meeting of
the big one. International Preservation Society tomorrow night.
Paul Perillo.
Hey, I guess they're right. Senior citizens, although slow and dangerous behind the wheel, can still serve a purpose.
Don't you go dying on me.
And Andy. And Andy?
That set of Hooters you got there.
I beg your pardon?
The owls, they're beautiful.
Andy Hart.
I must have been following us for weeks.
What do you say?
How the hell do they know that I got gas?
Eric Scalavino.
I can't feel my fingers anymore. They're numb.
Maybe you should wear these extra gloves. My hands are starting to get sweaty.
Extra gloves? You've had this pair of extra gloves this whole time?
Yeah, we're in the Rockies.
For now, anyway.
So you're telling me there's a chance?
Yeah! PFW in Progress.
You fellas been doing a bit of boozing, have you? Sucking back on Grandpa's old cough medicine?
Part of the Patriots Football Network.
Want to hear the most annoying sound in the world?
Guys! Guys!
Fellas, if we could listen to the radio or something.
All right, welcome to PFW in Progress. It is Thursday here at Gillette Stadium. We're getting closer to this big showdown against the Baltimore Ravens Sunday at 1. And we're all excited about that. Deion Branch continues practicing with the Patriots. He's still here. We're excited about that, too.
Freddie, evidently you broke a little news.
On the Branch contract?
Yes.
Yeah.
Ron Borges had it today.
Yep. So I think, you know, when you even it out, if you don't talk about the incentives, it comes out to about $3 million a year between this year and next year, and he could make
but
more.
But his contract isn't affected this year, which
right.
is a little bit different.
Right, right. He's going to make the same he was going to make this year. Hopefully he hits those incentives, because if he does, that's good for the team. I think there's Pro Bowl and catch-related incentives, which is surprising. I didn't think they did individual.
Yeah, I thought it was all playing time and winning.
Yeah. Maybe that's what they needed to do for him to get him here, which to me is a good trade-off. I'll do that, you know.
But it sets a precedent.
Yeah.
I thought they didn't like to set those.
No, but Florio wrote, and I think it's pretty accurate, that if he didn't do this, he wasn't going to make what he was due to make next year anyway. He was going to get cut, and whoever re-signed him wasn't going to re-sign him to that number. So now he's in a place where he wants to be, and he's making a little cash.
And he's made his money. He's made a good chunk of money on that deal. So now he's probably thinking, I want to be happy and have fun again and be a play, you know.
Yeah,
get back
absolutely.
To that.
Absolutely agree. Yeah, he wasn't going to make 5.95 next year.
Right.
Anywhere.
So,
really, Andy and I were just talking about another item that kind of caught me unaware with the whole, I know you must know about the Mankin situation.
Well, this
the
is.
The NFLPA has sort of
strongly
suggested that Vincent Jackson and. You drink your regular Coke.
No.
Yeah, you like your nonsense.
No one else drinks regular
no one else
Coke.
Drinks
you
that.
Can't drink the diet.
I watched the Law & Order SUV last night, and it was this kid committed suicide from drinking too much cola.
Regular, not so diet doesn't
no,
count.
No diet. No, it's the because of the high fructose corn syrup. It obviously lends to obesity. And
so, Kevin, can you make note of this and not order as much regular Coke?
Yeah, let's go.
I want it in the fridge. I might have it from time to time.
Oh, so in other words, he wants ours and his.
Right. This is like when the annoying women in my family order like a vegetable pizza and then eat the pepperoni first, and then there's no pizza left. Then they eat the vegetable, and I can't eat the vegetable.
You got 6 liters of Coke here. How much do you need?
Is that six?
There's two in each one.
Fred, I only have four.
Let's clarify. It is soda, not Coke.
I only have four.
Yes, soda.
You have six to choose from. Andy and I only have four to choose from.
You never know who's listening, right, Andy?
Anyway, very interesting, though. The NFLPA strongly suggesting that Logan Mankins and Vincent Jackson should return by week 10 to get the accrued season. It's been our stance all along that I'm not so sure that Mankins will do that because with 5 years' experience, he's all but assured of being an unrestricted free agent next year anyway, as long as there is a new CBA. I can't imagine it going to less than 5 years. More than 5 years on a permanent basis. But Florio writes today something I wasn't aware of, that there's some sort of provision in the CBA that has never really come into play because it's only been about restricted free agents not being able to become unrestricted in any way if they sit out. But it never mattered because restricted free agents were only three-year guys anyway, so they hadn't reached the threshold. It only comes into play now because there are two players at least that have reached the threshold. And now Florio was saying that the NFLPA is clearly saying that they won't fight for just two guys to get that provision changed out of the CBA, which I think is a poor move on the NFLPA part because I think you should fight for all your members, not just the majority of them or whatever. You should, I mean, if I'm a third-year guy or a second-year guy, I want the guys that are in the situation to get fought for because when I get there, I want them to fight for me too.
Yeah, but maybe they're thinking this is such a unique situation, it's not going to happen again.
That's why I think they should fight to make sure it can't happen again.
Yeah.
But anyway, I think that it lends a little bit more validity to the reports that Chris Mortensen has been maintaining all along, that those guys will report by week 10.
Everybody's
given a date now that the Indianapolis game is the game that Mankins will return by. Now, Andy brings up a great point about Mankins. I ain't putting anything lock, stock, sure for Logan Mankins. If he just decides, I ain't coming back because I know you guys don't believe me, but I don't have to come back.
Right.
I'm not going to rule that out as a possibility. He might just stick by this whole principle thing and cost himself in the long run.
It's interesting when Mortensen came out with that report last night at some point or last evening, everybody, rushed to say, oh, I've been reporting that for weeks now, Jason LaConfora and people from the Globe. We've been saying that, as we have, but it's just unbelievable with the Twitter how, everyone has to.
Plus, they're wrong. Mortensen reported it on NFL Game Day, like the second we was. I think we're in the Meadowlands, the Jets game. It was because it was part of our notes. That day after the game, it was very. I make fun of guys for claiming they were first. Mortensen, I think, was first on this one.
Yeah, but the question was he first for the right reasons?
I don't know.
Did he know all this stuff?
I don't know.
Or was he just saying it all?
I mean, because we were saying, oh, he'll probably report by then because he'll get an accrued season. Not based on anything, but just it just made sense.
See, I wasn't, because I didn't think it made sense.
No?
Until I found out about this provision.
No. All right, so that was interesting. And while we're speaking of what other people are writing and reporting, I thought Ron Borges had an interesting column
that he stole from Paul?
About, stop looking at the offense. They're not the problem. It's the defense.
That he stole from
that
Paul?
That is and has been, the problem.
That he stole from Paul,
and how does that happen? I mean, I'm not doubting it, but
see, Andy,
give me
Paul
the background.
And Ron Borges were in the locker room shooting the BS the other day.
This is yesterday.
Was it yesterday or the day before? I think it was the day before. Anyway, Paul broke out his stats that he had done the research of.
Unexcused.
The win-loss record when scoring 20 less than 20 points over the years.
Really,
right in front. And a couple days later,
down to that detail. Wow.
Yeah, the only thing
you must be pissed, Paul.
No, I mean, I've said it enough. I mean, it's not like I.
Oh, you weren't planning on writing it?
He said it on this show.
Oh, well, I wrote it.
You don't listen. He said it on this show.
There's about 600,000 other people that listen.
Yeah, and I actually did the research for an Ask PFW because someone was sort of bringing up some things. And so it's on the website. I mean, I wrote it. It's not like it's not a big deal, but it is funny that we had a conversation about it 2 days ago and he writes it. The only thing he changed was I said. One loss record when scoring less than 20 points in the Super Bowl era and in the Moss era. He wrote when scoring 19 or fewer instead of less than 20. And then he did the Super Bowl era and since. So he has actually more games since then. They're 7-17 since 04 when right. scoring less than 20. I only had it from in the Mosh years when scoring less
than
20.
At the end of the day, you both agree.
The defense is the problem. We all agree. I mean, I don't think this is breaking ground. We all agree.
The only person that doesn't agree is Michael
Felger. Michael Felger is the only one
who Ron Borges addresses late in that column, not by name, by calling him the mumbling heads or something, and
right.
that we lost our soul when we got Randy Moss. That's what Felger's been arguing for years. You lost your soul. It's stupid. You lost your defense.
Right.
So is saying arguably one of the greatest coaches in NFL history is a glorified gym teacher. That's a pretty stupid argument.
It is. It is. And that's why we can't have Ron.
And hasn't Borges,
we can't listen to Ron anymore Borges, because we know he just hates Bill Belichick and the Patriots.
Hasn't he already been busted once for plagiarizing, Paul?
Wow.
Yes, he has.
Yeah.
Wow.
I thought so. So.
That's not really plagiarizing.
That's not plagiarizing.
Or whatever.
I don't think he plagiarized the first time, but that's beside the point.
There you go.
He really didn't.
No disrespect for gym teachers, by the way. They're going to quote him,
In defense of Borges, I said it at the time. I'll say it now. I don't think that what he did back then fit the spirit of what plagiarism is. He was paying for a service. Doesn't matter whether you take it word for word. You pay for that service. Now, it's dumb to do it word for word, but you were allowed to do that. You paid for that work, Now, maybe the editors were more upset of his laziness than anything else. And plus, at the time, he had a little thing going with the boxing promoter, Don King, that they were probably even more upset with, which had nothing to do with plagiarism. So we don't know the whole backstory there. But I don't think that what he did was truly plagiarism. You know, it's just like, you know, there's a sports exchange thing that any publisher can pay into and take those stories. You can publish them word for word if you want and put it under Andy Hart's byline because you're paying for it. That's exactly what happened. You know,
And
then Andy Hart has to deal with the fact that the words under his byline are really not his.
Exactly. Now, that's laziness. And if I was
depends on where you get it.
If I was an editor and I saw what Andy wrote is exactly the same thing that ended up in the News Tribune somewhere else, I'd be like, well, Andy, what's going on? Well, I didn't bother to change it. That's a lazy thing. It's not plagiarism because we paid for that content. So yeah. I think, you know, he got a bad rap there.
But if you steal, regardless of whether you're talking about what Paul's talking about or this plagiarism thing, if you take one man's ideas and pass them off as your own in a public forum.
See, that's the thing that he didn't do. It's actually more plagiarism what he did to me.
Yeah.
Right.
No, that's what I was referring to. That's what I was referring to.
His original plagiarism thing, I don't think he was trying to pass off someone else's ideas. I think it was pretty much out in the open.
No,
I didn't write this.
I was referring more to your conversation, Paul.
Yeah.
Because, in the end, you have to look at yourself in the mirror. Like, did I really come up with this? Am I smart enough?
And
to
like
come
I
up
said, it's
this?
Not like it was breaking any new ground or anything like that. And
no, it isn't.
I had just mentioned it to him, and obviously he thought it was interesting enough to further the research a little bit.
And it's part of now his ongoing feud with Mike Felger. He wanted to tweak.
That's
him
what it was
bit.
More about, and the whole thing was laced with,
which is nice. I like that.
Lacking soul comments. Yeah.
I really would
like
to get more of that in this town. In New York, there's a lot.
In New York, there's a ton of it.
Yeah, a lot of paper versus paper. Whatever they say, we're going to say the opposite. And a while back, this maybe goes 15 years back, there was that with the Herald and Globe. Whatever the Globe guy was writing, the Herald guy would kind of take the opposite. We need to get more of that. I think that's good for the readers.
And then whatever the Herald guy would write, 4 days later, the Globe guy would write. That's the way it used to be.
Okay.
That's kind of the way it still is.
Says a Herald guy.
Right. How's the wingo going?
He would
for
pass it off as his. He would pass it off as his own, you know.
Remember Wingo?
Yeah, that was before I even worked there.
Yeah, I remember getting my Herald and seeing if I won Wingo. All right, webradio at patriots.com is the email address. 508-543-7482 is the ACE ticket hotline. Of course, today's Thursday, so about 1:35 or 1:36. We'll be going around the NFL with our picks. So, blah, 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 blah. Is Eric coming today? I see he's got a pizza in front of him or something, a box of food.
I saw him out in the hallway here a couple minutes ago.
Is he boycotting the first part of the show?
No, he's going to practice. He's going to practice, and then he was going to come here after.
It's the first box he's had in front of
him. Now, we have a problem.
He did have a box in front of him. It was full of salad, too. No joke. I swear to God, he had a box full of salad in front of him.
Wow. Box salad.
Mind if I eat your salad?
2 o'clock, we have a problem, though. John Rook can't do the show, and we couldn't
find a place. I could always eat your salad.
So for those of you who were planning on staying around for John Rook, we'll probably be running a replay of yesterday's show.
Oh, yeah, I just thought you wanted me to just do it by myself.
Well, from what I understand, yesterday's playbook was packed full of good stuff.
Like what?
Is that true, Kevin?
Baxter?
It was good.
Yeah.
No, we had, let's see here. We had Lombardi from NFL Network, the analyst, and then we had, who the heck did we have? And then we had a guy from the, Jerry Sandusky, the radio play-by-play voice of the Ravens.
Did Lombardi actually call from Belichick's office?
Or? No. Oh. But we were
last time we saw him, he was looking for Belichick's office.
Did you talk to Doc there, Fred? About, because we were supposed to have Billick on today.
No, he called me. Well, you were right there.
No, I went to go get your lunch.
No, but the phone rang, and
yeah.
I picked it up, and it was Jason telling me he couldn't get anybody.
Did he
mention anything about Brian Billick.
Well, we had an interview today that John Tees we had set up with Brian Billick to discuss.
So we have Brian Billick, just not
so
someone to ask questions.
So it's just in a titular sense.
We have him in a titular sense.
Hey, I sent Doc all my radio clips from 98.5. He still doesn't want to put me on.
Good call by Doc.
It's weak. I had my own podcast, Hart.
What was it about?
Hart.
Good for you.
Baseball.
Collins.
Baseball. That's why we can't go on here.
Pretty sure the list of people that have their own podcasts globally is like in the billions.
Yeah, but on a website for a top 10, you know, a radio station in a top 10 market. I mean,
yeah,
whatever. Well, we can discuss qualifications all day, Hart.
Yeah. I have a theory.
I love the last
I'm not
name
sure
thing.
You can go all
you
day.
Know, I have a theory about these radio stations, you know, and people wonder, why do they keep using the same people over and over again? And I think that they don't want to spend the money for like a big name guy and take him from another market and bring him here. They don't have the time to groom a young guy and wait till he gets good, like a Kevin. So they bring in, they retread people over and over again. That's why, you know, they bring back, you know, Felger and they, you know.
Well, the big problem is, Fred, they won't pay the young guys.
Well, that's like, what I mean.
They won't pay us.
They won't pay them, but a young guy would be willing to do it.
Yeah, exactly.
But you don't have time to groom that guy.
Yeah, like I was just getting to the point before I came here where I was just starting to turn into like a flash guy.
Right.
And then I was like, there's no money in this.
Right. But radio is the sleet. It's one of the sleet. I've come to, you know, find out. It's the sleaziest business around.
Why?
It's really what they tell, what they promise people. You know, it's such boiler room sales in there that, you know, it's all driven by, you know, TV's the same way, but it just seems like radio is just a little bit more of the underbelly of media.
Speaking of TV, we're on at 5 again this week tonight.
What?
Because of Kansas State football.
We already discussed this, didn't we?
Yes, but I found it out definitively yesterday.
Are you kidding me?
The only show that's on in a close to its regular time is Quick Slants.
Okay, so now we're being bumped for a college football game, out of market college football game. So basically, we're never going to be back on at 7:30 because they could have an out of market college football game every Thursday night from now until the end of the season, right?
I don't know.
No, they're not. I don't think they're. They have Big 12 games on Comcast, and I don't think they have a Thursday night Big 12 game every week.
But they could.
No,
they
right.
don't.
Well, why are they doing it this week?
Because it's a huge rivalry.
There is a game this week.
It's a big rivalry.
But they don't normally have a game every Thursday night.
I don't like this.
I don't like it.
I don't like it. I'm just saying it's not going to happen every week because of college football.
Yeah, but by the time we get back to 7:30, everyone's lost interest.
I think what happened is pretty obvious. They put a lot of investment and time into Quick Slants. And you know, not that they didn't give us
viewers didn't invest a lot of time in Quick Slants.
Not that they didn't give us any resources, because they did. They've devoted a lot of time and energy to our show too, and made a lot of improvements to it. But certainly not. It wasn't their baby. It wasn't their advertising target.
We're the guy,
yeah, but they're also hurting Quick Slants.
Quick Slants was the guy that they. That was the one.
He's on regular time tonight.
He's going to be on at 7?
He's either on at 7 or 7:30, right before the game. He leads into the game.
Yeah,
it's us and tailgate.
Quick Slants was the one that they cared the most about, and the one they targeted, the one they propped up and advertised.
I'll tell you exactly what it is.
And
we are the guys
we
who
better.
Beat Kimbo Slice for CBS. When they wanted to do that MMA, we're going to have our own MMA.
Right.
We hired Kimbo Slice to be our guy. He's the best ever, and he got knocked out. That's, we knocked him out. They didn't build their thing around the other guy. They tried to bury the other guy in the whole damn thing. We beat Kimbo Slice, the fraud that is.
What about Tailgate? Where are they?
They're with us. That's, they're at 5:30, I believe.
That's crap. That is such crap.
I agree.
And also, our sales department's not going to be happy about that either.
Nor should they be.
Do they know about it?
That's why we need our own TV network.
All right. 508-543-7482 is the phone number. We do need to talk a little bit about football.
Yes. You know, if the fans aren't really interested in sticking around at 135 for the picks section, I can't blame them. We stink.
Oh, we had a bad week again?
We stink. Freddie, you won the week.
Not by not much, though.
Right? By plenty, but not with a good record.
Right. Wow.
You went 7-7.
Holy mackerel. How? What about against the spread?
7-7.
Okay.
Yeah, okay.
Mike from Puerto Rico joins us on the Ace Ticket Hotline. Hey, Mike. Mike?
Cool. How you guys doing?
Good. How are you? Were you napping over there?
No, that was Kevin's fault. Proving how ready he is for radio.
Hey, how's everything going over there? Are we psyched up for this weekend? Should be a great game, huh?
I am. I'm psyched.
It's a very interesting game.
And anyone who says they know what's going to happen is a liar, because nobody does.
I would agree.
It's going to be interesting. I think it's going to be somewhere in between what our regular season game and the playoff game. But who is going to dominate? I think it's really up in the air right now, especially considering the changes to the offense. So,
well, maybe
you never know.
Yeah.
Just wanted to toss out a couple of questions. Are we done as far as this year, regardless of the trade deadline, or do you see anything else coming in? Or do you foresee, or would you like something else to be up in the air, considering the Sean Merriman situation? And I don't know, maybe any additional assets brought into the receiving corps?
I think it's pretty, odds are nothing else is going to happen, because more has happened now than ever.
Right.
You know, so.
They
traded
their leading running back. They traded their number one receiver. They brought back their former number one receiver.
This is more in-season, you know, name trading that we've ever seen before. Now, you guys said you want nothing to do with Merriman.
Well, I said I'd kick the tires merely because he's a body.
I would, too.
I want nothing to do with
it. It would be kind of like my T.O. theory. I would want him crawling to me trying to revive his career.
Well, that's the thing. I would want to sit down with him. I want to get an idea of where his mind is, because maybe he is one of those guys that are looking to be redeemed.
Because all the facts point against it. He wants money. He still thinks he's good, even though he stinks. And he's kind of a jerk, a punk.
So give us the last seven games or whatever you can play this year.
Well, I think you'd have to wait 6 weeks, right?
Yeah.
Based on what I read yesterday?
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's not much time after that.
Well, I mean, if you bring him in as a pure pass rusher, maybe you could use him at the end of the season.
Only he could get sacks.
If only he could make a tackle.
Have a pure pass rusher who doesn't get sacks.
Forget about the pass rusher. If he could make a tackle. I mean, does he have four tackles all year? I just think he's done. I mean, it's a shame. He, you know, looked like he was going to have a promising career. He ripped up his knees. Never been the same since.
And you mean he's done as being done, not done as
being Sean Merriman.
I think he's
actually done being
D-U-N
T.O.
I think he's done being a productive NFL player, not done being Sean Merriman. I think he's been done being Sean Merriman for 2 years.
Okay.
All right. Okay, but as far as that's concerned, obviously, if they're willing to release him, and, you know, don't you see a team like maybe the Jaguars or that lack of pass rush, or maybe even Buffalo because they lost Aaron Schobel, or even the Giants just picking him up and after he's released, and I mean, just throw a six out there? Or would San Diego just not be willing to trade it just because
I don't think they can trade him?
They can't trade him.
He's on IR.
He's going to be available to anyone
in 6 weeks.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I wasn't aware.
Yeah, you don't even have to trade.
No, once he becomes healthy, they have to release him.
They have to release him when he becomes healthy. And that's, I think, according to what I read yesterday, and I don't really know much about this minor injury designation. I haven't heard a lot about that. But I think there's 6 weeks they have to wait before they can release
him. Oh, there is a 6 week? I thought it was.
I think there's a minimum that he
has
to
be on. So he can't all of a sudden say, I'm
fine,
feeling good.
I'm fine.
Yeah, well, it goes both ways. Can the team say you're not healthy yet and try to screw with him?
No,
if the doctor doesn't pass
it? That's why I think it. Now, maybe it's a maximum of 6 weeks. I don't know. So the team can't do that. I don't know.
I don't trust anything with A.J. Smith. If he's going to try to screw a player, he'll do it. He'll do whatever it takes.
It's a very strange situation. Listen, someone will pick up Sean Merriman. I expect him to play again this year. if the Patriots do, that's fine. You know, that you could pick up worse. There's worse options. I just don't think that he's worth worth any trouble.
I heard A.J. Smith framed Lee Harvey Oswald. That wasn't even...
Hey, guy.
I'd like to make one more question before before leaving you guys.
Oh, Mike's on the phone?
Yep. Even with the addition of Deion Branch, do you foresee Taylor Price seeing the field this weekend?
No.
Or anytime soon?
He'll play some point.
Yeah.
Not this weekend.
Not this weekend.
I can't say not this weekend. But
I'm guessing not this weekend.
But he will at some point, or
injuries.
I said,
eventually
he'd be
on IR. Someone's going to get nicked up.
Especially when they all have injury issues and they're little.
Somebody's going to get nicked up, and he's going to be forced into a role, and we'll see what happens. But right now, there's no rush.
I can't wait for this for this Sunday. I think it's going to be an awesome game, especially when it's a 1 o'clock game. I'm looking forward and hope we get some revenge out of that playoff game.
You got that. All right, Mike.
Enjoy it because there aren't too many more 1 o'clock games to fall back on.
Lunch today was made possible by strippers. Thank you, strippers. And if he asks that if anyone out there has any bachelor party needs, you can email him at strippers@comcast.net.
And he means any needs.
Any needs.
They will fulfill
your needs.
And
he's worldwide, right? So,
like,
if you're in Bahrain, he'll give you somebody with a burqa, right?
I guess.
You know? So you can yell, show us your nose.
Oh, my God.
Anyway,
what is wrong with you today?
Yeah, the Diet Coke is not sitting well with Fred. It's made him drunk.
But in all seriousness, any of your party
needs...
Oh, you
weren't being serious?
Any of your party needs, strippers@comcast.net.
For a good time, call.
Now, my question is, I know he does bachelor parties. Does he also do bachelorette parties? And can Eric get a side gig going?
We see your nose. Don't show us anything else.
It's hard to miss the nose.
Is that your nose, or you're just glad to see me?
Da-dum-tsh.
Hi, Eric.
Hi, Fred. Why are you talking like that?
Where'd you just come from?
Practice.
What happened?
You weren't doing Bill. No, not today. Sorry to disappoint. Same as usual, no Fred Taylor. The only one not out there. In keeping with the Bill-type explanation about the week, Andy, for every long week, there's a short week. Today was a Thursday, but it was actually a Friday practice on a Thursday. They were in uppers. They were working on special teams, kickoff returns. Kind of a lively atmosphere out there, I'd say, Fred.
Oh.
That's how I would describe it, an overcast, chilly New England Thursday.
Yeah.
So the mood looks like it's starting to ramp up a little bit around here.
What do they know?
We always think that. They're feeling good.
But that is does tend to be how they act on a Friday practice.
It's very simple this week.
So tomorrow they have an extra day to practice. It'll be interesting to see how they come out and prepare. Will they be in
like
full
Friday.
Pad?
They're going to be out
like
of
a
gas
Friday.
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow's another Friday.
It's supposed to be a
But it could be a different type of practice than a normal Friday practice.
Right.
Because they have the extra day now to prepare this week.
Okay. So
I think it's very simple to figure this one out, though, because it's all about revenge. It's all about that Baltimore playoff game. That's all everybody's talking about.
Yeah.
And that locker room, that's all the playoffs, all the players you're talking about.
The last time you met, not too long ago, you got your asses kicked.
For their sake, I hope it's not about that, because if you get punched in the mouth immediately, I think that goes away, and you go, oh, my God, it's that same game all
over.
They
are really better than us. Yeah.
I think on some level, it needs to be treated as just a game. We need to beat them. They're a good team. We're a good team. We need to line up, match up. And get the job done. Because what if Ray Rice, you know, first play, he won't go 83, but what if the first play from the game he goes like 35?
75?
No, that would be really bad. I'm just saying he has a productive big run. Do you go, it's the same old, we suck
forget
again.
That. What if he goes 8 yards? I mean, forget about this
Right up the pooper.
You know, right up the middle, and Patrick Chung has to come up and make a tackle for an 8-yard gain. That's not good.
Why don't we go Jimmy?
Well, I was just... using that the Merriweather.
You were using the guy who always starts?
I was using the Merriweather example. Oh, no, actually,
not my guy
it
who
was
sometimes
Jimmy.
Starts sometimes.
Was it Merriweather or Jimmy that was on the blitz on that play?
He was on the run blitz. He was scraping to see.
I think it was Jimmy.
Maybe it was Jimmy scraping to see.
I think it was Jimmy scraping to see.
All right, my apologies then. Jimmy Sanders comes up and makes a tackle for an 8-yard gain.
Freddie, did you catch the high praise for Dean Pease yesterday from Ray Lewis?
No.
His knowledge is overwhelming at times of the game.
Wow.
I thought it was really interesting.
Now, that's quite complimentary to me, to Belichick. And I'm not being sarcastic with that.
Do you also think it was a shot at Belichick by Ray Lewis?
No, I think there's a lot of admiration between Ray Lewis and Belichick.
Okay.
I think they like each other a lot.
Okay.
Matter of fact, with Belichick, it's a little uncomfortable at times. Him and Ed Reed, I don't know which one he wants to date more.
All right.
I just thought it was an. I think Harbaugh Bill has praised a lot him of, too. Yeah. I mean, other guys did, but Harbaugh played for him at Miami.
My guess with Dean Pease, it had nothing to do with his football knowledge. It had to do with his communication skills. That's my guess of why they said.
You might be right.
You know,
you might be right about that.
You know? Pease's communication skills, you think, were.
We just need to change this up a little bit.
I don't know if that's the case, but, you know. I think we talked about it a little bit yesterday. That
also, if you're going to be the coordinator, you don't need him anymore.
Well, if he was doing a good job, you wouldn't.
Yeah, that was circumstantial. You got rid of a guy because you felt like you needed to do something different.
Right. Well, maybe.
But
Andy's
question yesterday, that you know, the innocent question that Andy asked Tully Bantakane about what? What was it about specifically?
How the young linebackers were coming together.
Okay,
as a unit.
And then completely unsolicited, he talks about how
Bill's
much
running meetings.
You know, how much Bill is in charge.
Isn't it?
So your question started that whole thing? Because everybody,
everybody
had a headline.
Picked up on it.
Listen,
yes,
they,
but no.
Fred,
I'm not sure if he didn't hear the question.
You were standing right in front of him, though.
I know, but I don't know what happened.
Whenever you read a story, Fred, that every paper pretty much universally
I'm not
bases,
Randy Moss.
Bases
are you
a
about
story,
to dislocate your shoulder, patting yourself on the back?
Yes, we are. Okay. Whenever you see a story that's based on a quote that everybody uses, you can bet that a PFW guy asked that question.
Okay.
That elicited
more
the
often
response.
Than not, that is the case.
All right.
Now, in all seriousness, Andy asked a very innocent question about the linebackers, and Tully
for your pulse story
went
right?
over the top.
About now I didn't answer the question.
Now I
have
Bill.
An awkward pulse story because it doesn't really fit my story, but it's a great quote that I
now,
want to
the thing
use.
That's funny,
story.
The thing that's funny about
I did,
it is
a little bit, but
if you remember, Bill to Patriots.com way back in March said this. I am going to be working with the defense. It was the long quote that he gave us for our update at the time when Eric put that stuff together, right?
Yeah, I think it was actually late February.
Okay. Even. All right. So, I mean, it's not really overly surprising other than the fact that, you know, he just kind of unsolicited told us exactly what's going on in meetings. But the point being, he said something that I thought was caught my attention about how the, you know, now we know it's coming right from the horse's mouth, and we know there's nothing getting lost in the translation. And then he was quick to say, not that that was a problem last year, but now it's coming right from Bill. If we have questions, we can go right to Bill.
It was also interesting.
It led me to believe that maybe there were some problems last year.
He also
until
said
he was being nice to
we've
Dean
had
Pease.
Coordinators in the past, Romeo Crennel, Mangini, so it's not like we Dean Pease. It's almost like he forgot to say Dean Pease or realized I haven't said I need to say Dean Pease because he, even though he's the most recent coordinator, he wasn't anywhere near the front of his mind when he listed defensive coordinators. I thought it was interesting.
I thought the fact that he talked about that in those terms I felt was telling. And I think that maybe he was being nice about it, but maybe there were some communication issues last year. The message from Bill through Dean wasn't getting there.
But he never actually answered the part of your question that you wanted, right? He never gave an answer.
Did. I think we're coming together.
Oh, okay.
That's it.
And then the second sentence was,
I got
Bill's,
a whole story.
Bill's running the defense. Bill's running the meetings now. It's different.
What? Who are you talking to?
Who is he talking to?
And then Paul saved me from myself because I did a blog entry on it. And he said they're getting the message from the horse's mouth now. And I wanted to put stunning change. Belichick now horse's mouth.
Oh. Watch it.
And I said, yeah, you can do whatever you
want.
That's
much worse than
A Hart.
That's much worse than in Bill We Thrust.
Let's see. Webradio at patriots.com is the email address, 508-543-7482.
He has to turn like freaking Frankenstein over there.
You'd be proud of me. I got a cortisone shot in my knee yesterday.
How'd that work?
I don't know. It still hurts.
Is your shoulder still bothering? Isn't your
No, it's my knee.
Those but I thought you had a shoulder problem, too.
I had a pinched nerve.
Pinched nerve, right.
Yeah, a lot of people have positive effects from those pretty quickly.
Yeah, I know.
I had one and never had any positive effect from it.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, we'll see. Today, it's not much better, so I don't know. We'll see.
I don't know what the cutoff date is to say, you know what, it just didn't work. But
yeah. Let's see. On the phone right now is Barry. Barry, how you doing?
Hey, I'm good. How you guys doing?
Good. Now, this is Barry Insiong from
the
Patriots OC Tailgate Yahoo group, right, Barry?
Yep. Actually, it's the Patriots Tailgate Yahoo group.
Okay.
I run a separate Orange County fan club as well, but that's kind of not what I'm calling about today. But so you probably know that you know, it's okay for us fans to look a little bit ahead, and we've got everything kind of planned out for San Diego, the next road game.
Right, so if anyone is traveling to that game or in the area and they're a Patriots fan and they want to get together, just tell them, how can they find out details about your get-together?
You go to groups.yahoo.com, and you search for Patriots Tailgate.
Okay.
And then you need to join our Yahoo group. Once you do that, which is free, by the way, once you do that, you'll have all the information, all the details about what we have going on, which includes a party on Saturday night, hoping that you guys can make it to that one. That's at a place called Players Sports Bar down in San Diego.
Yeah.
We're going to have a private room. We're going to have a buffet of salad, pizza, and pasta. And if anybody wants to RSVP and pay in advance, we are collecting that. That'll save you a few bucks.
Yep.
If not, you can still just show up at the door. It's going to be from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. Again, a Players Sports Bar on Saturday night.
Okay. Now, do you have any bachelor party type needs? Because one of our sponsors here, strippers at Comcast.net, can fulfill those.
We'll do the after party at about 11 p.m. or so. And
okay.
See who sticks around for that. That'll be the
idea. Right. Give him an email if you need anything along those lines.
All right. I'll keep that in mind.
That's solid.
All right.
And then
I could always eat your salad.
So on Sunday, we're going to, of course, tailgate. And we've been doing it in the same place the last few times that the Patriots have played in San Diego, which is in the parking lot section G4H4. So the past few times, we've had great turnout there. I'm sorry?
Nothing. Sorry.
Inside joke. Never mind.
Gronkowski related.
And Hernandez. G4H4. Gronkowski Hernandez.
Right. G4H4.
There you go. That's a good way to remember it.
That's how you remember it. That's the mnemonic.
So, yeah, we'll be there basically, and that's kind of just an open event for people to show up, you know, bring your own food and drink, but, you know, you're going to be among hundreds of Patriots fans. We'll take some group pictures. You know, we'll have some fun out there. And, yeah, again, all the information and details to be found on Patriots Tailgate, including information about getting tickets, because I know a lot of people are still looking to purchase those, so our group tickets are sold out, but we do have some information and some tips that might help those people who are still looking for tickets. And there's one particular hotel, Courtyard Marriott, that we're all staying at. So if anybody wants to join us there, that's going to be our rendezvous point before we head to Qualcomm. And it's also only about a mile and a half from Player Sports Bar, so we made it real convenient.
Great.
And they may be able to run shuttle for us.
Sounds like you got it all set up. All right, Barry.
Yeah, we're looking forward to it. Hopefully you guys can join us there.
All right. Well, we're going to – do we know our schedule yet?
I don't.
We don't even
have the itinerary yet.
All right. But we'll definitely try to coordinate once we get there.
Sounds good. We'll be in touch.
All right, Barry.
Barry thanks
for calling in. Barry with the update for the San Diego get-together. It's nice of him to call in. That's a good thing, too, because when you're on the road, it makes it a little bit more extra special when you're with other Patriots fans.
Sure, strength in numbers on the road.
Yeah, it's fun. Anyway, let's get to some emails, shall we, at webradio@patriots.com?
Sure.
You're looking at me like, Andy, you're looking at me like something's wrong. No?
No more so than usual.
Yeah, right. No, right. I mean,
are you a little dubious about the get-together?
No.
No?
No, I think that's great.
Yeah, okay. You have this look on your face like... something's not right here.
Andy hasn't been feeling well lately.
Oh, really?
Let's cut him a little slack.
Yeah?
Andy's just thinking, that San Diego trip, I don't think I'm going to be there.
Yeah, we might have to talk about that.
Why? Oh, we're leaving a day early. I do know that.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Yeah, we might have to
that's
talk
not
about
good.
That.
Yeah, we are leaving a day early.
I figured we would, but that's not good. Well, I got to do something. I got to do a little something.
You got
something.
A thing?
Not me, but...
You got a little white stuff on your chin there, Eric?
You really do? you perked him up, Fred. You did good.
Good,
you
Fred.
Did good. You made a sophomoric joke.
Yeah, you done
it
good.
It wasn't a joke.
I know you weren't making a joke, but you used it for him.
And you also made me laugh.
You marked it good. You marked it real good.
I could eat your salad thing, and you made this...
Yeah.
Uncomfortable.
Very
creepy.
Yeah.
I'm glad I missed it. I turned around and Kevin and Andy had these horrified looks on their faces.
It was him being uncomfortable and creepy. And
Yeah, it was kind of like that.
Okay. Zach in Chicago writes in, thanks, guys, for taking my email. I've been listening for your show for about 4 months now after discovering discovering it on Patriots' website. Something I noticed about Brady's extension that wasn't brought up on the podcast was that it runs through the 2014 season, which is the same year Belichick's allegedly expires.
Florida coach Urban Meyer's contract also expires after the 2014 season, who has been rumored as a potential candidate to be Belichick's successor. I know this is looking down the road, but maybe Bill and Brady view this as a five-year window to be Super Bowl contenders, then retire before things start to go downhill. Do you think there is any truth to this, and do you think the Patriots will win at least one more Super Bowl in the Belichick-Brady regime?
Sure.
I'm on record to say yes.
I don't, I have...
I thought Belichick went to
13, but I don't know when it goes through.
Nobody knows.
Nobody does. No one does.
The last report, I thought, went to
13. And I have never heard Urban Meyer's name as the successor to Belichick. Did I miss all those?
I have.
Because I think that would be absolutely insane.
Just in speculative, even
from a physical standpoint, I mean, he had the problem.
Everything about it to me makes no sense.
It gets worse in the NFL, you know?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And I can't imagine.
Well, you don't have to go out and recruit, but I think the pressure with the money and.
I don't want to say that. I know he's cheating, but you know they're bending the rules at all these major programs, and I think there's an added pressure to that. The whole agents and this and guys getting arrested, and there's a weirder dynamic there.
I just look at it when you're pretending that they're student athletes.
So you replace that with negotiating contracts and guys getting in trouble in the NFL.
And
I know, but
from
at least
the college level,
Moss
which
is
has
right.
been a disaster for almost everybody who's tried it.
Moss, it's a business in the NFL. Everybody knows it's a business. There is no pretentious that. It's students and athletes and learning and families. It's a business. It's a cold-hearted business.
I agree, but
college,
I think
you kind of pretend that it's still something.
Yeah, but
I agree with your assessment, but I think that the business aspect makes them more pressure.
But think about it.
There's more pressure.
If you're a good college coach, whether you stay with one team or not, you're going to always have a job. But there are guys right now in the NFL, and Belichick has said it, who don't have jobs right now, and he doesn't understand why. You know,
head coaching types, you mean?
Yeah. And eventually they probably will. But even good coaches in the NFL get fired. But
most of them don't have jobs because they don't want to.
Well,
I mean, the good ones, you tell me Gruden, Cowher, those guys couldn't have jobs tomorrow if they wanted them.
They could. But there's some others that are probably not bad coaches. Jim Fossil can't get a job.
He's a bad coach.
Well, maybe he is. Maybe they're right. Maybe the owners are right about it. I don't know. I don't know enough about it. But, I mean, he did have a level of success. He took a team to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, I know. So did Bill Callahan.
All right. Webradio@patriots.com. 508-543-7482 is the ace ticket hotline.
Peter Principle.
But the thing about, to me, that makes it more pressure is, especially when you're at the highest levels, like the SEC. You know, you're at the high level SEC at Florida. If he has a disastrous year, which this year is probably as bad as it could get for Urban Meyer at Florida, maybe he loses 3 or 4 games. You know, he's not going anywhere unless he racks up 3 or 4 of those in a row. He's going to have an insanely high win percentage just because he's going to have the best talent available. You don't have that luxury at the pro level. There's way more pressure to build a team. You can't just recruit the guys. You know, and say, I can identify this guy as the best guy. Well, so can the other 31 head coaches. Now, right. Get him on your team. Find out how to get him on your team and make that happen. You know?
Yeah. Maybe that's
a good point. You know, people think that recruitment doesn't go on in the NFL. It certainly does.
But you don't have the means to get, you know.
It's a different way of going about it.
My point about it is you can't just say, all right, I'm going to get him because I have the best package to sell like I do in college.
Right.
Well, everybody's got that package. So everybody's going to offer the money. Who knows what area of the country a guy wants to play in? And let's face it, there are a lot of winning programs in the NFL.
And so.
I just think all the stuff dealing with boosters and there's a whole subculture there.
It's not the pros yet. It's almost closer to youth sports where you're dealing with parents. Replace the parents with the boosters.
Right.
You know?
Yeah,
there's a whole level of aggravation there.
I just think it's easier to win.
I think it's easier to win in college.
But that's why it's less pressure to me. I understand all the points that you made, Andy, I agree with.
I'm talking day-to-day. I could see how there's 10 things that he has to deal with on a daily basis.
Co-eds.
See, I don't think he deals with boosters and that crap. I think he has people that deal
with that. That's supposed to relieve the pressure, isn't it, Fred?
Oh. Relieve something.
Fred, your mind's in the gutter today.
It really is.
Beaver Stadium.
You got to snap out of it.
Dick Stadium.
Let's see.
Go out, do it quickly, and come back.
Jim,
what about whacking off at the party or whatever?
Jim and Walpole writes in, am I the only one who sees the obvious trade potential for Champ Bailey? Champ's contract negotiation is not going anywhere. We have a huge need for experienced cornerbacks. The McDaniel-Belichick relationship is strong. Why is this not being talked about?
As soon as everybody gets off, we're going to have a party.
Okay, why would Josh McDaniels trade Champ Bailey?
Well, because they're in a contract dispute.
Are they? He's playing.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah. Yes. Yeah, but he wants big money long term.
They broke off
extension.
Negotiations a couple of weeks ago.
Okay, well, as long as he's on the field, as far as I'm concerned, if I'm Josh McDaniels, then fine.
Randy Moss was on the field. We traded him the next day.
It's true.
Well, that's a good point.
But from a Patriots perspective, why would you're working very hard to develop a young defense, the core of your team. Why would you want to trade for an admittedly once great corner, who I'm not sure is at that same level anymore, who wants a long-term big money deal? I mean, is that really what you're looking to do? Yeah. On the cheap, maybe. If you're looking for just a veteran presence, he became a free agent, you get a Rodney Harrison four-year, $15 million deal, boom, I'll take Champ Bailey in a heartbeat. But do I have to trade a second-round pick and then hand him $40 million?
Maybe more.
Whatever it is. I don't know what the number is, but it doesn't seem to make sense for what they're doing here right now.
Right.
You're not trying. It's not going to put you over the hump and make you the greatest defense ever when you add him.
Yeah. I mean, Andy gives you all the practical reasons. I just don't think Denver's got any interest in trading him. I mean, if you could take what they're saying at face value.
Well, he's next in line. Josh does that. He trades the best players on the team. And
but
he
they tried to negotiate a deal. Conversations broke off. And both sides have said expressed no animosity. Now, that's the difference, Andy. You know, there was a lot of animosity with Brandon Marshall and all the other guys that he has sort of shown the door. There's been no animosity expressed at all on either side. And again, if you take them at face value, they've said, we'll continue to work and see what happens.
There was no animosity with Randy Moss.
Phil in Stamford, Connecticut is hearing a rumor. He says
I would argue that Cincinnati press conference was. I know that Fred wasn't concerned about it at the time, but
I wasn't.
I think that was a I think that was a warning sign.
I'll admit it. Phil says he's hearing rumors that the Patriots are trying to trade for Steve Smith from the Panthers.
I'll take him.
Why would the Patriots make a move for this guy when we already have Branch? We need help on defense, not offense.
Well, Steve Smith and Deion Branch are nothing alike. No.
Steve Smith would stretch the field.
And he's a playmaker.
Absolutely would.
He gets deep. He makes plays. I know people think because he's short, he can't do what Moss does, but he does what Moss does.
He does what Moss does.
Right. I think he does more than Moss. He's probably a little bit tougher than Moss. A lot tougher.
Yeah.
He beats up people.
In more ways than one. Yeah.
He's a thug.
I meant on the football field.
Plus,
that's where he's done some of his thuggery, though.
He's a great addition to the local flag football leagues in the offseason because he plays flag football in the offseason.
That's where he broke
his arm.
Playing flag football. In the championship.
Yeah.
championship.
Can you imagine that? If you didn't know, it's Thursday night. Yeah, honey, I got that game after work tonight. You show up and you line up across from Steve Smith and you got to cover him? I mean, he breaks his arm. Right. But Paul Perillo on Steve Smith. I got to like that matchup if I'm the Smith team.
I'm pretty sure that he's not in that kind of a league.
I hope not.
Yemi from Texas writes in, should we be worried about Dean Pease being on the Ravens coaching staff? He has the book on our entire defense. He may also have some insight on our offense.
Well, but as Bill said yesterday, this will be the third time in the last 12 months that they've played this team, so it's not like they don't have film on what the Patriots are doing already.
Yeah. Look what happened in January. Now if they have more information, can I get much?
I mean, I always think those things have some merit. There's some value there. I think with Josh last year, you know, I think there was probably some element that helped Denver. But,
in terms of this defense?
Yeah, I don't think it's going to be a huge deal.
Most of the guys starting, he didn't coach us.
This is a lineup and I got to beat you kind of game. It's just that's all it is. Ivan from Roseville, California. It's been a while since I've emailed. Can't listen live anymore because I have school. But the podcast is still good.
You really got to blow those classes off.
I've always wanted to do an over-under game for the whole PFW crew, so here goes.
Yeah.
The theme is Pats versus Ravens. Ready?
Okay.
So in this game.
In this game, yeah.
Tom Brady throws for 250 yards.
Over. Under.
Over.
So negative.
Yeah, it's very negative. Well, Eric is.
I'll save my arguments for later.
Deion Branch has 5 catches.
Over.
Under.
Push.
Wes Welker has 5 catches.
Over.
Push.
Ben Jarvis Green Ellis has 60 rushing yards.
Over.
Under.
Tom Brady gets sacked 3 times.
Push.
Under.
I'll say under.
Patriots score 24 points.
Under. Bingo.
Over.
We got bingo.
Yeah.
Under.
And by the way, as always, keep up the great work. I thought that was another over.
Over.
Eric could argue that by saying under,
why doesn't Eric argue with that?
Under 250 means I think the Patriots are going to be so comfortably ahead they're not going to have to throw the ball a lot.
Because Eric doesn't believe that.
Because a lot of teams that, you know, they throw for all these yards, they usually lose.
Right, because they're
so
coming back.
You could argue
they're
that he's not being negative by saying under.
Like Tufts, leading the NESCAC in passing. 337 yards a game, 1-2.
On their supposed soft portion,
Eric, have you
portion of the schedule.
Are you still predicting Baltimore?
Yes.
Nothing's changed your
yes,
mind?
Yes, 100% no. Precincts are reporting, and Eric's the only one that has Baltimore.
Let's see. Connor from Ireland writes in.
Bingo!
Great show yesterday. Love it when you all gang up on Eric. I'm eager to hear the new soundbite the new guy has in the pipeline. You should definitely be able to get something from Paul's altercation with Carney guy in shooting in the wrong hole. Also, if Fred could have a dream segment every Wednesday like a listener said yesterday, that would be fantastic. Even if his dreams aren't always as outrageous as the famous Geno's unit, Fred's normal dreams would be outrageous enough. I walk in here, and this guy's playing my Geno story to a couple of the kids that work upstairs.
Like who?
He's, you know, he's making fun
kids?
Of me behind
they're,
my
they're
back.
They're your colleagues.
Well, they're young guys.
Who?
You know,
Brendan Hall
the high
Barbosa.
School writers we have.
ESPN oh. Boston guests.
Oh, wow. You're kind of their superior,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, so he's in here making fun of me. I walk in the middle of it.
Now, did Barbosa let loose with one of his trademark belly laughs?
Oh, yeah.
He's
there were several of those.
He is the best.
No, but I was trying to make the point to them that they need to, like, loosen up a little bit on their podcast and talk. They don't.
Oh,
they
do right.
They have a podcast?
They do podcasts?
Yeah, they have a podcast. They have a weekly podcast.
I do before you guys come in with them.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I'm not sure they want to go down the road we've gone down.
Yeah.
I was just giving them an example.
Aren't they targeting like parents and
no, they're targeting kids. I tell them they should talk about video games and Facebook.
What's the podcast about? I thought it was
high school
athletics.
High school.
No,
yeah.
They actually do predictions like, you know, Zavarian's playing Everett. We think, you know, Zavarian's going to win or whatever.
And Zavarian has hot cheerleaders.
They go down the games of the week and you know, it's a good podcast. It's getting a lot of traction.
Good.
Yeah.
Is it groundswell?
Yeah.
Popular
continuing with Connor. Okay, I thought I should include a short football question at the end. How much of an impact will Branch have on Sunday? If you all could answer separately and discuss what he brings to the team's mentality, his leadership skills, his place in Sunday's game plan, and what projected stats you think he'll have. Also, do you think the defense will get a turnover on Sunday? Love the show. This time next year, I might be able to meet you. I'm going to an international year in BC, and hopefully we'll get to go to a Pats game next fall. So...
Do you like
what
to
do you
start,
think?
Andy?
About what?
Deion Branch's impact Sunday?
Well, I'm on the record, I guess, of saying he's going to have 5 catches for about 47 yards. And I think they're going to spread him out. I think they're going to go after that secondary. I think they're going to try to use all these little bodies and run them all around the field doing all kinds of little crap. I don't know whether it'll work. I don't know whether they can protect Brady to do it. But I think you're going to see all these receivers get chances to shine in the first week post-Moss.
I think he'll definitely get a lot of passes thrown his way. I also think, just because of my lasting memory of Deion Branch, maybe that Pittsburgh touchdown, that long one that he had, or maybe it wasn't a touchdown. Was it a touchdown in the AFC Championship game?
Yep.
Yeah. I just have a feeling they're going to try to test him a little bit downfield just because he has a history with Brady and they're going to need something to stretch the field and just give him a chance. I think you might see a couple of those, just for old time's sake.
I think you might see the first play of the game go to Branch.
Yeah, I just don't think it'll be downfield. Yeah,
No. It'll be a short
within
little
3 yards of the line of scrimmage.
Right. Just to get him in, get the crowd going.
He's not that guy anymore, and they also don't have Corey Dillon to put the ball in his belly and take it out and get Troy Polamalu to bite on, because they don't have that threat,
right.
And especially against a team like Baltimore.
No, you got to,
But I do, I agree with Andy. I think they'll spread him out a lot, and I think he'll be a reasonable portion of the game plan. I think maybe a little less than I thought originally after listening to Deion talk about, you know, his learning curve. I think he's probably going to take a little more time to get up to speed than I originally thought. But
well, that's kind of why
him, I could see him making a few catches.
That's kind of why I think they might send him on just some fly routes, just because there's nothing really to know, you know.
I'm not sure he's capable of getting open deep, really.
No, he might not be, but I think they might send him on some just to
keep the defense a little bit honest.
That secondary is where the Patriots have to win the game. Baltimore's secondary is not really good. And statistically, they're outstanding. I just don't think it's been really tested yet.
Strippers is, besides buying us lunch today, he's been very active with the emails. He checked for us. He said on FSN for the rest of the year, he checked the question, there are no more Thursday college football games.
Good.
But the question is, will the Celtics games on Thursday mess up the schedule?
Yes. There's one, I believe, they said, right?
That's what they said. I don't know if they're right.
I don't believe them anymore. I don't believe anything they tell us.
I think we're being buried.
I do, too. I
want to
talk
to my
Celtics
generally
agent.
Don't play on Thursday night.
Here's the thing. The Bruins usually play on Thursday. The Celtics play on Friday.
Yeah. Paul's right.
So, plus, we don't get anything no matter how high the ratings are, right?
And TG and NJ says, Fred, don't get your panties in a bunch about the time slot for the TV show. I think a decent percentage of fans watch, listen, and read coverage of the team online. I know I'm located out of market, but even if I lived in the area, I'd still watch online or probably TiVo the show at the least. In today's modern media world, time slots aren't as pertinent as before. I agree with you, TG, but we like to have fun with the ratings, and we just like to beat the other shows.
Well, we don't know that we didn't beat them last week. Just because our rating plummeted doesn't mean it wasn't still
but
higher.
But now, no matter what we get, well, it's not apples to apples.
Right, and the TV stations like to go by the actual rating number because that's what they use for their advertising.
Right.
And so they want to know who's watching at the time.
So
that it's
was kind of fun every week to see that now all the fun's been taken out of it. You know, as far as we're concerned, if they called us today and said, we're not doing the show anymore, we could care less. we really couldn't.
I totally agree with
you. Tuesday just opened up.
You know? No, really, it's taking too much time. And, you know, there's no return on investment. God knows these guys are on enough other things. They don't need to have this.
I did the Baltimore hit for you yesterday, Freddie.
Oh, I gave you that, yeah.
Yeah, I didn't do it from that. They called me again.
Oh you never called him back?
I don't know if it was the same.
So now he thinks I'm a jerk for not, you know. Okay.
Well, I don't know if it was the same one. Maybe it was.
Oh,
I don't know. Some guy, Wally, that used to play for Belichick in Cleveland.
Backman?
Trying to figure out who that might be.
Mike Wall? Is it really Wally or Wally?
No, Wally was his first name. I don't know who that might have been. Strippers will be back in a moment.
Yeah. Wally from Cleveland, circa
91 to 95.
Jim in Brisbane.
You're going to look through every name?
First name.
Right, because you can't just go to the W's because it's his first name.
Well, just give a little glance through
that's the
media
right,
guide.
Actually talk
looking
show,
forward to the Ravens game this weekend, getting up at 3 a.m. or just staying up all night. So, Fred, I'm hoping plenty of comments get through on curse words. Remember, Jim, take a nap. When you know you're going to be up like that, take a nap. I think we have a good chance to win this game, but from what I can see, the Ravens are a really good team. On their day, so are the Patriots. So tough. I can see it going either way. I like what you were saying yesterday about how the Ravens are an exceedingly emotional team and can be rattled easily. As great a player as Ray Lewis is, I do feel he gets off with a lot of complaining to the media about how the entire world is unfair when something goes against his team.
Yeah,
if it was any
annoying.
Other player, they would be called a whiner, but because it's Ray, he's just passionate.
Oh, no, he's a whiner.
But he's also entertaining when he does it. He has a preacher style to it that is entertaining.
Sure, those roughing calls in Foxborough last year were soft, and Brady shouldn't have gone straight to the ref. But they were within the rules, and penalty against Harbaugh for abusing and swearing at the ref the way he did, CBS showed it all, was totally fair. The game in 07 when Bart Scott had a meltdown to rival Leave Brittany Alone Kid and got all those penalties on them was insane as well. Lewis is a great player and maybe the best linebacker of all time, but I do think he needs to lighten up sometimes. I think we're in for a crazy game either way, and we just need to make sure we get out of the first quarter not down 24-0. Then we have a good chance. Maybe Baltimore should be favored, since I would say they are a better team. But we still have a good chance, and a win here would go a long way to building the team's confidence. A loss won't be the end of the world, but a win won't crown us champions either. So,
I think a win would be nice.
What about a blowout loss?
Blowout loss is not good. But a close loss is not bad.
But is a blowout loss, say...
it says we got a long way to go.
Does it say anything more than just a regular loss?
Yeah, it says...
Like if they're not competitive in
yes,
the game.
Yes, because that is one of the teams that will be a contender, and we're not close to them. That's what it says.
Now, I don't... I mean, you know I think the Patriots are going to win. I'm not saying...
Right.
I think the Patriots... should be favored in this game. I think they're expected to win the game.
The closeness of the game and how they play means more than, I think, the outcome in Week 5.
See, this is one of those games where I'm picking the Patriots to win. I think they could get blown out. I don't think they'll lose a close game.
I don't think
they're ready to be in.
Do you think
the
Ravens could get blown out?
I do.
I don't think
the Patriots will lose a close game.
But if the Ravens get blown out, will you say that the Ravens are no good?
No, I think that's because I told you the reasons why I think the Ravens are in trouble in this game.
Right.
It's a tough spot for them. But I agree with Andy. I don't see the Patriots losing a close game. I don't see that I think if it's like last year in the regular season, the Patriots will win.
A close game.
If it's nip and tuck the whole way and, you know, Baltimore has a chance to win at the end, I don't think they will.
Because they'll make a mistake.
Yeah.
Baltimore will make them like they did last year.
And like I said, I just think that they have the fourth, you know, I think they're tired. I think they banged up a little bit coming in and they get an incredibly rested team, which, by the way, is putting an awful lot into this game, both in regards to that playoff loss last year in the first game post-Moss. I mean, it's important to them to play well this week. I would be shocked if the Patriots don't play well in this game coming off of the Randy trade.
Okay.
I would have been much more worried last week if they didn't have a bye that first game 4 or 5 days after the Randy trade than I am now 2 weeks, you know, removed from it.
Right. You got anything there, Eric?
Any idea what position that guy played?
No.
Oh, okay. Because they have it listed by numbers, and that's easier to look to sort through. Like, if he was a defensive end, could look through the 90s.
Strippers also says
if you had a black book, you might be able to look up Baltimore radio and see.
Cross-reference maybe, it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Strippers also says that Dalis Thomas tried out for the Bengals on Wednesday.
I noticed that this morning.
But they didn't sign him.
You noticed that most,
but I guess he was late for the tryout. Did you hear that?
What happened?
Snow.
He was late for the tryout.
Oh. Snow. I was thinking about that. All those guys that got cut, like, did any of them go anywhere?
Like who?
Like a lot. There was a lot of veterans cut, like 5th, 6th, 8th year veterans cut. Sam Aiken,
like Pierre Woods,
Derek
Sam Aiken,
Burgess,
Derek
Adalis Thomas, Sean Springs.
Yeah,
Eric
you're
Alexander.
Right. The young guy, a lot of young guys hooked on.
Right.
Springs
None
didn't
of the
go
old
anywhere.
Guys went
right.
anywhere.
Aiken, I don't think, went
Springs,
anywhere.
Springs, I think, is in a different category. I think Springs.
But all of them.
But
Springs
is
a veteran
old.
Patriot who was cut,
but all the
anywhere.
Guys, all the guys you mentioned are in the quote-unquote prime of their career.
Right.
You know, Springs, yeah, Springs had a nice career. He's done. You know,
I haven't even read their
he's
names.
Done.
I haven't read their names anywhere, anything. They just like
yeah, no, that's home. Interesting. That's a good point because there are a lot of guys that are right in the middle of their career, you know, 4th, 5th, yep. 6th year. You know, Burgess a little older, but Woods, Alexander, Dalis Thomas.
Alexander did go somewhere.
Did he? I didn't see him get
Jacksonville?
Somewhere. EA Sports,
I believe
that?
Strippers. I believe he did go to Jacksonville. I don't know if he's still with them, but I think he got picked up by them.
Yeah, that's interesting. That's an interesting point,
it's,
young Andy.
102 going on 103. That means it's time for a break. We haven't taken one yet. We'll be right back.
We might be right back if we ever leave, because we're still on.
Are we? Really?
Yes,
we're
still on. He's in there shaking his head, throwing his hands in the air.
Oh, my God.
He's pressing buttons. None
Paul's
of them
left the studio.
Paul went to have a Flomax moment. And we'll just keep talking.
So we can't run ads? Is that the issue?
We are. We're in a break.
So how come I hear
No, we can. I was working on something for you, and then you went suddenly into the
I don't hear anything.
I don't hear anything.
No, I can run it. Are you ready?
Yes, we're ready. He said we'll be right back 10 minutes ago.
Oh, my God.
So, Pat, how many Advantage miles have you racked up on American Airlines this year?
That's kind of a personal question, Brian.
It's nothing to be embarrassed about.
I'm not embarrassed.
Okay, then I'll ask you again. How many miles have you racked up?
236,000.
Miles? That's got to be wrong, because I fly a lot more than you.
Well, flying isn't the only way you can earn Advantage miles, Brian.
Right. I knew that.
I mean, you can earn miles when you buy all kinds of stuff, you know? Stuff you use every day.
Also, like, you know, ping pong balls, Argyle socks, really tall ladders.
Like clothes, you know, movie rentals, gas for your car.
Oh, shish kebabs, Russian nesting dolls, snow globes.
I was thinking like newspapers, you know, when you bank, go to restaurants.
Oh, fake mustaches.
Yeah, Brian, you You can earn miles when you go to a novelty store and buy a fake mustache.
Awesome.
You can earn Advantage miles for the stuff you buy every day, whatever that stuff may be. Learn more at aa.com/advantage. We know why you fly. We're American Airlines.
You may know that Verizon Fios has more HD channels than cable, but what you may not know is that now you can sign up for Verizon Fios with no term contract required. And if you're not absolutely satisfied, you can cancel with no early termination fees. That's right. You can get Fios TV, internet, and phone at a guaranteed low price of just $89.99 a month for a year with no term contract required. And if you don't love it, you can cancel with no early termination fees. Just call 1-866-892-6057. That's 1-866-892-6057, and you'll know why now is the best time to switch to Fios. Get your game face on. Play the Gridiron Challenge at patriots.com/gridironchallenge and enter for your chance to win tickets and a chance to win the grand prize, an all-inclusive trip to the big game. Brought to you by Verizon. For official rules and terms, visit patriots.com/gridironchallenge. For new customers only. Equipment charges, taxes, and fees and other terms apply. Rate may increase after 1 year. Fios service is available in select areas. Offer expires 9/18/10. Call for more details.
Okay, I'll have the Giganto Burger with cheese combo.
Oh, will that be all?
That's it.
Go, Pats! What?
If you're like this man, you have what is known as a healthy obsession with the Patriots.
Hi, just the jeans today?
Yeah, thanks.
Go, Pats!
Okay, that was weird.
I know, right?
At Bank of America, we understand, and we can help. I'll just take this with you already.
Oh, here you go.
Go, Pats!
Indeed, go, Pats. With Patriots checking from Bank of America, you can do more than just tell the world about your loyalty. You can show them by getting the Patriots logo on your checks and debit cards.
I say, here's a baguette. Go long. I'm open!
Of course,
ask your Bank of America associate if Patriots checking is right for you, or go to bankofamerica.com/patriots.
Bank of America N.A. member FDIC. Copyright 2010 Bank of America Corporation. An account setup fee may apply in some states.
And now, great moments in PFW in progress history.
When we played at Reliant in the Super Bowl, remember how humid it got
it
at the end of
really,
that game?
Really hot.
It was very humid, and the grass got slippery.
But they take that field out, you know.
In trays,
yes, they do. But right. It stays out in the parking lot.
But if it goes in moist, it doesn't dry.
You're such a child.
I can't help it.
I thought it too.
No, you
didn't laugh out loud.
Parts of it will stay hard, and other parts,
Jesus,
will the end zones were soggy.
That's another great moment from PFW in progress.
All right, back here at PFW in progress. Lots of answers to questions.
I need an answer to a question.
Wally Williams is the guy that
Wally Williams.
You're trying to think of.
Is that Walter Williams' father?
He actually played for the Browns from 93 to 95, the Ravens from 96 to 98,
okay,
and the Saints from 99 to 03. Now works in Baltimore as an analyst for MASN Sports Network and 105.7 The Fan.
That's who Paul talked to.
That's
right?
From Ron in Providence. Gave us that guy from Providence, Eric.
MASN is like
with a
Comcast.
Little knowledge.
Good, Ron.
It's the
Maryland Area Sports
and
Network.
And another
answer. Mid-Atlantic.
TG and NJ says Sam Akins with Cleveland.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Eric Alexander's with Jacksonville, and Chad Jackson went to Buffalo, but I think they cut
Chad Jackson cut
in
training
Denver
camp.
And
he's not one of the guys we were talking
about. Aiken with.
So Aiken did get signed, and Eric was right about EA Sports.
Is Bubba still with the Browns?
I believe he got cut.
Oh, he did? Did Aiken take his spot?
Let's see.
Did those Chilean miners get some time to themselves down there?
What do you mean?
You know what I mean.
What do you mean? How did they poop
you know,
and all that?
Well,
in
I
the
was,
corner?
Is that what you were talking
where?
About? No, not really. I was thinking, you know, men have needs that they need to
almighty.
Take care of. 69 days is a long time. Boredom sets in.
Oh, please, that's nothing.
Well, how big was the space that they were in?
Good, Eric.
No, wait a minute. You're telling me you haven't
why did we have to go there?
I'm
going
to assume you did.
It was a great episode of Rules of Engagement about that the other night. It was very funny.
But, I mean,
TBS,
did they?
Very
I mean,
funny.
Maybe not all of them needed to.
Well, how
to,
big was the space where they were in?
They each had like 10 square feet or something, didn't they?
Oh,
not
so
very
was,
big.
So there weren't like a little cavern?
Well, what do you think? They built
well,
walls?
Well, that's what I'm wondering. Did they have a place to go off? And this guy who was the leader supposedly you know, decided where everything would be. They'd poop here, they'd pee here. This would be morning, this would be night. You'll do as I say.
It must have reeked down there. Plus, it was 90 something degrees.
Conjugal visits.
Yeah, no.
How could they have conjugal visits?
You know, with themselves.
Oh man.
No, it's. I mean,
the things that pop into his head.
I gotta say, I'm glad all these guys have gotten rescued. I'm really sick of the story, though. I'm sick of all the coverage and everything.
Negative little man.
Enough.
One of the great stories of the year, if not of many years.
Yeah, Eric, you know what? I'm not sick of it. I mean, come on.
30 men were trapped a half mile below the ground for nearly 3 months.
I think it's ridiculous that they were down there that long. I mean, I think if that were in the United States, it would have been like 3 days instead of 3 months. But, you know,
but the bottom line is they're all out. They're all
healthy.
But
how many times do we hear these things and they never recover the guys?
Oh, absolutely.
This is the one time where everyone survived.
And Eric's sick of it. Yeah. It was a great story.
Because it's going on for so long.
I'm
glad that it's over.
You hear about all the stuff after that.
It's getting in the way of the Sarah Palin news, you know?
No, stop, please. Wow.
I just think that the backstories that you find out after, you know, the guys with
the guy with the mistress. Yeah.
You know, that was the one I saw last. Evidently,
that was the one I saw last.
Four women waiting for him.
Really?
Yeah. The mother of a child, the ex-wife, the live-in girlfriend, and the girlfriend.
Oh my God. I can just see here Oprah now. Today we have the Chilean miners, and everyone goes crazy.
That is very annoying when she does that. Yeah.
Everyone gets Oakley glasses under their seat. Right. She always has to give something away that she's not really giving away, that the company's giving away, or the country.
But you have to say Oakley glasses.
Right.
Some woman's head explodes.
Yeah, hers. She's the only human with a bigger head than Andy.
She has a big head?
Oh, my God.
Really?
Check it out next time. That's a squash.
Check it out.
I just assumed she had, like, poofy hair.
Oh, no. She's got a huge head. Huge face.
Huge ass most of the time. But she loses weight. Every once in a while, it's small, but for the most part, big ass.
I think she's given up on that, hasn't she?
She should. Yeah.
She's reprehensible.
Oprah. Reprehensible. Wow. She's one of the more charitable women on the planet.
You just hit the nail on the head.
I understand that it's all fraudulent, but most of it is fraudulent.
It's all fraudulent.
They're all frauds.
It's faux charity, Paul.
508-543-7482.
I don't like Oprah, all right?
I don't either. I hate her. Not as much as I hate that doctor guy.
Web radio at
Dr. Phil, you need to identify the destructive behavior.
Hate him.
You can't kill your wife.
See, Andy, what I'm going to do is give you a reality check, and you need to go ahead and cash it, okay?
Okay.
Just turned into the guy on South Park.
When did Mr. Garrison do that?
He's got a lot of Mr. Garrison.
I'm telling you, we need a game. We need a freaking game.
To read an email. That's where these go astray. Yes.
All right, well, here's one. What's up, fellas? Show was a lot more positive today. Thanks for ceasing Randy.
Not.
The sky is falling because of the unknown's whining.
Anyway, next week.
Big question. I've been trying to find a station to listen to the games online. I'm out of market. And I'm forced to watch the games at the bar with no sound because the Redskins are usually on the TV. I tuned into the Sports Hub last game because they advertised that they play it, but it wasn't on. Was it because it was a Monday nighter? Help a fan out, Marquise. And for the last time, Fred, it's Marcus in D.C.
Marquise.
That was very funny.
You like that?
Yeah, because you didn't do it on purpose.
Yes,
that's why I thought
it
was funny.
I read it before, and I said, this is what
Whatever.
I'm going to do.
Can you help the guy out on
Paul,
this?
Paul thinks that everything happens by chance here.
With you?
Absolutely. Don't tell me that you're pre-reading them.
Dumb luck.
What is the question?
Fred, don't you know? Isn't there something?
Well,
he's talking about an online way
if you're
of...
going on your mobile phone, I'm not sure. But obviously online, if you're just on the website, you can get the field pass from NFL.com. And then you can listen to any game, the home or the opponent. Feed.
But why does the Hub advertise that they have it and
I
not have it?
I think some games they do, but if you're out of market, they might block it.
But wouldn't that be better? I mean, if you're out of market, you get it.
I know.
You get more listeners
get
from out
Westwood
of market
one.
People.
There's this rule that you're not allowed to...
No. I'm saying if you're out of market, wouldn't you want to... You have the game on. You don't have to go searching for it. It's on Westwood One. You don't have to find it on online or anything.
What game?
The Patriots. He's talking about the Monday night.
The Monday night
no, but I think he's talking about
in general. I think he's talking.
No, but in general, you can get it. I think if you read the email, he was saying that I didn't get it Monday night. Is that because it was a Monday night game?
Right.
And you're saying maybe that's why they blacked it out.
But I think he's saying in general, where can I get the radio broadcast?
And I thought Fred answered that off the top. No. The field pass?
The field pass.
What is the field pass? How much does this cost?
I think it's like $14.99 for the
season. One time I was actually listening.
Something like that for the season. And you listen to every game. Any game you want.
On your phone, you said, or no?
He wasn't sure about the phone.
That's the thing. I don't know about the phone.
That's right. He wasn't sure.
Now, Verizon, I think you can get all the...
Now he's thinking, can I say this?
No, if you have the Verizon phone and download their app, because they're the official partner in the NFL, I think they do have all the games.
On the air.
Over the air.
Yeah. No, isn't that their slogan? Own the air, isn't that? They have that little.
And if you go to pfwinprogress.com, there might be a thread about this type of thing from some of our international listeners.
Channelsurfing.net.
I don't know. I'm just saying, you might go there and discover something. You never know.
Sure. Let's see. Jordan in London writes in, haven't been listening for long. Only recently started listening as I found you on the Patriots website. I like to think that I have picked up your roles already. Love hearing Andy continuously big himself up and Kevin making mistakes.
What's big myself up?
I think it's just pump yourself up, you know, talk about yourself.
Yeah, okay. That makes no sense.
You know.
I'm about to do that with James Davis, who the Browns are going to give more opportunities at running back, who I loved coming out of Clemson.
Anyway, my football-related question is, why do people seem to be so scared of the Ravens' run defense? I know Nagata and Lewis are exceptional players in the middle of that defense, but it was only 2 weeks ago that Peyton Hillis, not Barry Sanders, ran for 140-something yards at 7 yards per carry. Is there any chance that the Pats can be balanced offense and run the ball effectively on Sunday?
No.
Really? Just
you asked.
Like that. Glad the show got so positive today.
The reason
he's picking the Patriots.
The reason that I think people feel like the Ravens' run defense is scary is because
in the last
10 years they've allowed 300-yard rushers.
I mean, it's not the Browns or something.
It's
isn't
not
it,
a fluke.
Isn't it Jerome Harrison, Peyton Hillis, and somebody else? Isn't
it
all like...
And I think to go into a game expecting to get significant production out of your running game against that defense, I don't think that's something Bill would do. I think Bill looks at that and says, I'm not going to bang my head against the wall. Now, I don't expect him to throw the ball 55 times. They will run it. I think all the yards they get, for the most part, will come out of passing situations. Right. Spread formations.
They're not going to just line up.
Quick hitters out of the shotgun, draws, stuff like that.
Like that's Buffalo. Wasn't it Buffalo where Woodhead had 20?
Well, Buffalo, they had it every way.
No,
you
I know,
imagine.
But... You had a bunch of guys getting different carries. Yeah. It wasn't one guy with 147 Peyton Hillis yards.
Yeah, but I mean, Betty was like 98, right, in that game. I don't expect that. I don't expect to line up.
He will hit 70.
I don't expect to line Benny up 20 times and run him between the tackles and have him get significant
16
yardage.
16 to 17 carries for.
Does he average more or less than 4 yards a carry?
More.
Less.
More.
Less.
More.
Fewer.
Douchebag.
Hey, Stripper says, speaking of expatriates, Sam Aiken's been cut by Cleveland, and they signed Brett Ratliff.
Well, I knew they signed Brett Ratliff.
And that's
Aiken was on Cleveland to get cut by Cleveland.
Oh.
He's not there to replace Jake Delhomme. Colt McCoy starting, right?
Come on now.
Brett from Leominster says, Ratliff? Is it true when the last Chilean miner came out of the mine last night, he reported that Favre was sending pictures of his junk to them the whole time? I don't think the cell gets down there, right?
Balls feel good. That ball there has silicone on it.
I mean, I wouldn't
doubt
it. Did you
hear the clip they were playing on 108 today? It's like they had the Wrangler commercial. I wear Wranglers. I enjoy wearing Wranglers. I enjoy showing my penis.
Do you think anything's going to come of that?
And you can't use that line either. Hi-ho. He gets all excited.
Did you hear Fred's one-liner right there? Do you think anything's going to come of that?
Oh, I didn't mean that. Stripper says the field pass is 40.
I don't know why I think everything is by chance.
$40 for radio.
For the season.
My God.
I think they do prorate it, though. So if you do it now, it probably isn't. You don't have to pay the full boat.
Need like $30.
Yeah.
For radio. How come Sirius doesn't have that deal?
They do. Sirius, you can listen to any game. Both.
Why was this not presented as an option earlier when you were going over ways
well,
to hear
if you're in your car or in a bar, you can't do it, right? You got to be at home or in your
car. Well, you can have Sirius in the car.
If you're in your car or in a bar, you can't do it.
You got to be at home or in a car.
But I don't think this, you know, anyway.
And they have boom boxes now.
Yeah, just, Fred, just say,
now?
I guess I didn't think of that. Yeah. And then we'll stop.
No, but he sounded like he was going to be in a bar or something, right?
He said he was in a bar
right
to watch it but couldn't hear it. He didn't necessarily say.
I think he went to the bar because he couldn't hear it.
He's not bringing his laptop to a bar so he can listen to the feed.
Right. You can get those Sirius devices that are portable.
Right.
I don't know how well they work in, you know, certain areas. Because you got to have an antenna. You know?
I'm just saying you never offered this as an option when we started.
Again, it's like, you know.
All right, get
Sirius. I didn't want to draft Richard Seymour. I was wrong. It ain't that hard. Just say it.
I love Sirius.
No, you don't.
Sirius is great.
You love it because it's free.
No, I would get it if I had to pay for it. I can't live without it now.
Especially when you go under those overpasses and lose it.
I can't live without it.
You listening to your gay radio and Howard Stern. They're always talking about somebody putting something in somebody else's butt.
Oh, for God's sake.
That's all they talk about. Every time I've ever ridden
with
them, they put it on.
That's all you're infatuated with.
No, that's what they're infatuated with.
Because why?
That's why they hate him.
Well, not in a gay way, of course.
Let's see.
No, it's pretty gay.
Let's see. Well, Jason writes in.
I can say anything.
I've been listening to the show for now about 3 years and really love it. Look forward to it each week. I live in Vermont, but grew up in Rowley, Mass. You guys compliment each other on the air very well. Good job to all of you, even Eric. I have a couple of questions.
Eric, you're a great artist.
Were you guys airing the show back in 01 when the Pats won the Super Bowl? And if so, are they archived somewhere that I can access them? I would love to hear you guys each week talk about the low of Bledsoe getting hurt to the high of us winning games no one thought we should have. Yes, we were doing the show.
I don't think they're archived, though, are they?
But it's not us doing the show as a group.
Some of us
Paul
were doing
and I
it.
Were doing it. With B. Maury.
And notice the ratings took off recently.
Yeah.
When listen, people started.
The numbers listen. Were few back then.
Listen, we lost a guy who now runs the hall.
I might bring
in the ratings sword.
I might bring Brian. Brian is itching to get back on some former radio, he told me.
Yeah.
He wants
a hall show.
He wants to raise the
bar. Yeah, so let him raise the bar
in
the hall.
It's not going to be just the hall. He's going to talk about other things.
No,
I thought it was him and a Hall of Famer. It was the whole Andre Tippett, Brian Morey show.
He doesn't have time to make sure the light bulbs are changed there, but he has time to do it.
There's no room. Listen, there's no room for him on this show.
Did you get a little jabby through there?
Yeah, I heard him.
Did you know that when you fluff it up,
right.
the confetti shooter in the hall is awesome? Paul and I did a segment of Point Counterpoint under, you know, when, I think it's when you leave. If
when
you're
you
a
go
fan,
and buy the Lombardi
trophies. By the Lombardi trophies, it goes poof and shoots it out like it's the Super Bowl in 2001.
Yeah.
Most of the time, like three pieces come out.
Except for when we're actually in the middle of a point counterpoint.
He fluffed it up. He went back in some room and fluffed it all up. And like a bit, it was like we were going down, the Canyon of Champions or whatever it's called in New York. There was just everywhere red, white, and blue confetti. It was
that's
awesome.
Great.
But, you know,
Maury
we
did
got
that?
A special treat.
So we need to have a guy back there that his job is to fluff
a fluffer.
Up the confetti.
Eric, you've had a lot of careers. Do you know much about fluffing?
Eric's just not going to answer.
Fred goes.
Second question from Jason. I still have not found out who the name that should not be named is. Where can I find this information? Well, if you go, back
you don't need to find out the information.
If you listen to the archives, you can. Right?
Don't worry about it.
Probably a police blotter. You could also find it.
I think they're all on there.
If you went to PFW in Progress.
The shows are,
But you could all shows of history?
Yeah.
Since when? Since 98?
Since we started doing it. That's like 99 or 2000.
I don't think you have every show on archive.
I think so.
2000? Since we've been doing podcasts,
you should
right?
know this, Fred. It shouldn't be a question. Is this your area of expertise?
Yeah, the first day of the show was when?
I think we started in 01.
No, it was the 2000.
You sure?
We're in Walpole.
I thought we started in 01, but you might be right.
Remember, Walpole's where...
We definitely started in Walpole.
You dropped an F-bomb in Walpole.
Yeah, but that was in 01.
And you
on the
were
air?
Was Walpole, it 01?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Okay.
You dropped F-bomb on the air?
Big one.
Really?
I can't wait till week effing 16.
Right. And Brian thought like he would do it from the other side of the glass for some reason.
Because he was... That's why the ratings stunk then.
Yeah.
Listen.
He would stand there on the
you
other
made side. A move, Fred. You were a visionary. You made a move... You replaced Brian with Andy and the ratings soared.
The facts are the facts, and they're never mean.
Do you think that we will ever get some of the inside information on how Bill has run this team during his tenure? I'm fascinated to know about all of the inner workings of this franchise. The Patriots just feel and seem different than any other franchise in the sports world. I just hope that sometime we can get some insight into some of the major decisions that have been made. We were talking about that yesterday.
I'd like outsider
insight. We thought that'd be great.
The memoirs that Bill's going to sit down with Andy, Eric, and Paul
that'd
and
be great.
Give us the memoirs.
Lastly,
when did we cut Eric into this?
The bottom line with our current team is that we are just not
You're
as
mean.
Talented as we were when winning the Super Bowls. The defense is young, and I just hope Bill and Brady stick around for our young defense to become great again. And really, lastly, how do I go about buying you guys lunch? I think I'm due Kevin. To give you a nice lunch. I have been listening long enough.
And this is
I
who?
Agree.
Mark tape, Kevin.
This is our next Thursday lunch buyer.
Kevin
who it
will
is.
Take care of that.
Who's this?
I have a question about Rob Ninkovich.
Jason.
Ninky Dinky Doll.
In Miami, did we see the first phase, first step in the Mike Vrabel 2.0 story or aberration? Because let's
can
be
it
honest.
Be somewhere in between?
Yes, but the second pick felt like a really good play.
Oh, that
play.
Was a great
yeah.
play.
It was a great play.
That like
was
the
a
first
great
one
play.
I could say, yeah, it's just, you know, he
right,
has to
right
play
place,
sooner
right
or later. The ball's going to come to him.
Yeah.
But the second one
was an athletic move.
And to combine them
and
together.
He read it. Properly.
You know, it had a little bit of a specialness feeling to it. And no, we've all been wanting to write the Mike Vrabel.
Yes, we have.
He looks like him. He
that
talks like him. He's
play.
From where he's from. He was a tight end. The blah, blah, blah feature. Are we getting closer to that? Not saying, but are we getting closer? November feature?
Potentially.
Will we be talking? Because, you know, most of it came in that game, but now his numbers look good. He has a sack. He has two picks. He has a forced fumble, I believe. He's got tackles. You know, he's starting to put together all those crooked numbers, you know, the ones Laura Malloy could never get. He's putting them together.
And what year was it that Dale. What year was it that Vrabel was traded here? I mean, it was
01,
right?
01 free agent. 01 yeah. free agent.
And that was what year in the league?
Fourth year.
Fourth.
And Ninkovich came here last year, which was his
fourth year.
Year.
This is his
fifth
year.
Yeah, I think it's somewhere in the middle. You know, to expect him to
be
as good.
I don't mean all pro. I mean kind of the low-end Vrabel, the guy
yeah.
who just does a bunch of things and you like having him out there.
Yeah, I think he's a versatile guy who can
I don't think he's going to have 12
things.
And a half sacks and all, you know, that.
No, I think he's a versatile guy.
And, of course, he'd have to get some chances at some tight
stuff.
End to really fix the story.
He's got great hands now.
Maybe one of the rookies will
that.
Get banged up.
He's got
Maybe
great
his
hands.
Will just be long snapper. Maybe he'll, what's his name, will go down.
Ingram,
and he'll have to fill in for a game or something at long snapper. Maybe that'll be his little extra. Put him over the top.
508-543-7482 is the Ace Ticket Hotline. Tim from Kansas City is on it right now. Hey, Tim.
Hey, Freddie.
Timmy.
Hey, guys.
How's my guy Pioli doing out there? You see him lately at the Dunkin' Donuts giving out coffees?
You know what's crazy out here? One, there isn't any Dunkin' Donuts, but two, they think the Kansas City Chiefs are going to the Super Bowl and they're going to win it all, and they're unrealistic.
Good for
it drives
them.
Me nuts.
Fanatic is part of the word. It's fan. It comes from fanatic. They should feel that way.
But it's unrealistic. I mean, I think they've got to look at the team and understand what it is and hope for progress. You know, you don't go from four wins to double digits in the Super Bowl.
The Patriots went from five wins to double digits in the Super Bowl from 2000 to 2001
under Pioli.
As you say, touche.
With their chest on.
I don't know. I don't think they've got that kind of talent.
I don't either, but
I agree with
they
you.
Should think that. Enjoy it. They haven't really had that type of a feeling in a while.
Yeah. I have no problem with the fans thinking like that, but I would tend to agree with you.
No, I mean, they're ready to jump off the if their version of the Tobin out here every chance they get. And so,
hi, who's that in the background?
Hey, bud.
That's my son. I'm home with the boys today. One
Lucky.
Second, buddy. but the thing I was calling about is actually kind of funny that you bring up the Chiefs, is that I think on Freddie's side, he takes a little bit of grief for being too much of a homer, but from time to time, it's nice to have a Johnny Most kind of guy, you know?
Yes.
Well, that's his role.
That's why we have
that's
Fred
role,
here.
Right. He skates his lane very well.
How do you think he's lasted this long?
Thank you for having me.
Well, no,
that's
think
why
that,
we have him here. Got the look in the camera right now.
He skates
his lane very well.
Bit.
Well, he gets beat down when it goes to the ridiculous.
But there's something to be said for being able to be positive. I think that.
Hey, I'm with him this week.
I don't understand after a decade of winning why I shouldn't be positive about this team. God forbid. Jeez.
Here we go. The theater of the absurd coming quickly.
No, Fred, I agree with you though. I think
I know,
that there's
I'm not
a lot
yelling
to be positive
at you. I'm yelling
about.
At these guys.
I think that on Paul and Andy, I think that you guys tend to just be contrarian.
I disagree.
So, I think that when somebody calls in positive, you give them the opposite. They call negative, you give them the opposite.
Well, right, that's because we're right down the middle. We are right down the middle.
I think that's accurate. And Andy, of course, you know, as usual, he stole my words. But I do think that we're down the middle. I think that everything is looked at, and Fred said this, I think, at the beginning of the show, everything is looked at in such extremes. I mean, they're either going to go 15-1 and win the Super Bowl or – you know, someone called yesterday. I think with the Moss trade, they're going to be lucky to go 7-9 now. I mean, can it be somewhere in the middle of that? I mean, does it have to be all or nothing with everything? That's why I think Andy and I are contrarians, because we do kind of fall in the middle.
I think that my wife says I'm optimistic, and she's realistic, which means, in my opinion, pessimist.
Yeah, well, that's what I am. I'm a cynic. I say it's realism, but I am a little cynical. There's no doubt
about
that.
And a lot of optimists think that way of people who sort of look at things realistically.
Realistically, right. That's why we get a lot of heat from fans for the stuff we've said recently.
Right.
By the way, I maintain...
can be realistically optimistic. I mean, like, you can look at the team and say, sure, there's some things that have happened that mean we're not going to go, you know, undefeated the rest of the way, but there's still a good shot at, you know.
Right. Well, we'll give you an example. In 2008, when Brady went down and Castle came in, a lot of people were saying, oh, that's it, the season's over. We were realistically optimistic by saying we think this team has a chance at least still to make the playoffs. And they won 11 games, and they were in it till the very end. We had reason at that point to be realistically optimistic.
And I'm being realistically optimistic, I think, about the defense, thinking that they're young and there's some talent and they could be better by the end of the year. Right.
But as a whole, I think from the beginning of the season, even preseason, you know, I think Fred and I probably take a, you know, Patriots color view of things, but it's not unrealistic to think they could win 10, 11 games.
I picked them to win 10 games. So this is kind of part of Andy and I's point. Fred picked them to win 11. I picked them to win 10.
I picked him to win 9.
I picked him to win 8.
You're 6-10. Andy's 6-10.
No. The record most associated with Andy was 6-10.
Fred is the homer. Right. He picked 11-5. I'm the pessimist. I picked 10-6.
Right.
And meanwhile, last year, I actually picked him to win less than anyone here.
Right.
That's correct.
Last year,
Fred had the worst preseason prediction, and he ended up being the closest to being correct.
So
that's why Eric has been
so negative.
With
all my homerism, I'm also the most accurate.
I think, to some extent, I understand when we get on the EEI guys about, you know, some of their take on things, but it's refreshing as a fan to hear someone, you know, you recognize the flaws, but then you say at the same point, you know, here's how it's possible.
Right.
Yeah, see, I get nauseated by that.
But it's no like, good I listen to the Red Sox stuff all day.
I listen to the Red Sox stuff throughout the month of August, and I had to keep shutting it off because these people kept insisting that, you know, it wasn't over, and you know, they're down 7. You know, with 11 games to play, it's still possible. That to me nauseates me. Don't insult my intelligence.
He's drunk anyways.
But that's everybody around here, except for Felger, who is the opposite, and everything stinks. You know.
Do you guys?
Halfway through September,
they gave up on the Red Sox.
Did you turn your mic off?
Screw the Sox.
I'm talking about
football.
In August when it was over.
Most fans,
the fat of his thumb pushed the button.
Most fans gave up on the Red Sox earlier this year than normal, I thought.
It's funny because he's fat.
Do you think the Patriots are looking at the same kind of quality of season with the amount of injuries they've had?
I think they're going to win 10 games.
11 guys go what, IR? I think Fred was saying the other day, how many players we counted on to start or do something great and are not on the team. I don't think that all those guys,
I don't think,
you know,
this
Torrey
been
Holt
an enormous amount.
We're going to make a huge difference, but
I mean, I think they traded Maroney. They traded. I mean, they did
you
a lot of it on their own.
The point is, it's not whether from their own doing or injury. It's a lot different team than we thought.
But that's by choice.
What I just said.
So that obviously they're better off for it. If Bill wouldn't have done it, if he didn't think they were better.
you're very negative.
Fred just passed out.
It's very positive. Bill wouldn't have gotten rid of guys.
Defending the Patriots, Fred.
In other words, if Bill thought that Lawrence Maroney was better than Ben Jarvis Green Ellis,
he'd still be here.
Right.
So you're better off for
that
move.
Same with Derek Burgess. Same with Sean Springs.
Exactly. It's a very positive way of looking at it.
Right. And
That's why I still think they're going to win 10 games.
And I'm not saying it's negative or positive. It's just interesting how different it is since they started.
But I think the inference there was, look at all the people that they don't have. For whatever reason, and how tough that is.
I don't think that's
been the case.
I think Gerard Warren is a push with Ty Warren at this point.
I don't.
I do. I think it's a push.
I think you could use Ty Warren. The run defense has been terrible.
Talking about Willis?
So far, we're about getting ready to run Ty Warren out of town. Is that
the road we're going?
The head coach says
what
we used to be prepared for him.
What I'm saying is I'm happy that we have Gerard Warren.
Sure.
But we could have had Gerard Warren opposite Ty Warren.
And that would have been even better.
We were expecting the
defensive line dominance.com.
I was also expecting to stop someone running the ball.
That's a good point.
Now we get nasty. Now we have to get nasty.
No, but I mean, to say that's a push, I think, is closely
but it's also
disrespectful
not contrarian because they've
Ty
given
Warren.
Up a lot of yards.
Gerard
on the
Warren's been in the league for quite a while too,
but he's not as good as
not
Ty
as good,
Warren.
Though.
At least not
just
here.
Wasn't in the right system
in any of the previous.
Like Willie McGinnis,
yeah.
Well, all he needed was the right coach
in
the
this
right system.
In this system. He hasn't been as good as Ty Warren. That's all I'm saying. It's not disrespectful to Gerard Warren.
We'll see by the end of the season.
What will we see?
What the objective observer has to say.
What do you and guys think?
You let me know when you find one.
I know on Andy's side, or Hank Eric too, you guys are thinking that Randy Moss, until, you know, I guess Monday, was going to go off for, what, several touchdowns over the next month just to prove a point.
Yep.
Do you not think that Belichick will be a little sharper in his planning so that he's proven right too?
For
you mean as far as
for this game post?
That getting rid of Randy wasn't the worst idea. There's other things, you know.
Sure.
Yeah.
We don't try to prove points in football games.
No, I agree with you, but I think the job is harder.
I think
when we've seen Moss ridiculously motivated, he has been successful no matter
Moss
where he is. He's so physically gifted that when he's on his A game and wants it more than anyone else, he takes it. I think it's harder for a coach to orchestrate that for a
but
whole
if you
team.
Look at Belichick's record against – he loses against a team one time in a year, and the second time, it's amazing. I mean, and that's got to be coaching. That, you know, that can't just all be pumping up the team and
I'll
saying,
never forget,
you know, people picked against you.
I'll never forget in 03 when they lost the opening game. What was it, 30?
31-0.
And then the last game they beat Buffalo 31-0.
But wouldn't you say the majority of times –
orchestration.
But wouldn't you say the majority of times that the Patriots have done that they got upset in the first game?
Yes. The other team wasn't as good.
The other team wasn't as good. Now, maybe you could argue Pittsburgh in 04. Pittsburgh was probably on the level with the Patriots. They beat them the first time, and then the Patriots waxed them in the AFC Championship. But most of the time, you know, the Jets pulled up a huge upset with Mangini here. They wasn't anywhere near as good as the Patriots, and the Patriots killed them the next time they played them in the playoffs.
And let's just look at this week. I think the Ravens are a really good football team that Bill just can't orchestrate whatever he wants to do, he's going to make happen.
And this wouldn't
they
count
get paid
with that. That was last year.
No, but he's saying that Moss is motivated to have a great month. He could put on a show that Bill is going to be motivated to do the same thing and prove they can be just as good without Moss. I think it's hard to do that on a team level, especially when you're facing teams like the Chargers, the Steelers, that may be as good or better than you.
All right.
Very negative, Andy.
To some extent. I think the Chargers are all that good this year. I mean,
this is what the Chargers do every year.
All right.
They lose three out of their first five, and then they
we gotta get going.
Find
we
a way
picks,
not to lose
picks
again.
To do. Thanks for the call.
Right.
Appreciate
thanks,
it. Have fun with your boys.
Hey, yeah.
All right,
quick email from Sean. quick email from Sean. He says, can someone please tell me how Andy has such a problem with Howard Stern's content, but meanwhile, all his comments are sexual in nature, just like Howard Stern's.
And not only sexual, but homosexual in nature.
I agree, but you guys say I cross a line on this show. He, sprints past the line.
Can you
he's
imagine if we
didn't
say anything we wanted?
No, I wouldn't, because some of the stuff he says nauseates me.
Oh.
It's, vulgar and dirty.
He doesn't even
believe
his own crap.
This is unbelievable.
I'd make him look like a Mother Teresa if I could.
I don't know how he. I don't know
I
how
think
Brad Smith
you would.
Take this one to the
I do think you would. I don't think I would. Love between a man and a man is a beautiful thing. It should not be made to look dirty by Howard Stern.
Says Andy.
Says Andy Hart.
All right, time to go around the picks.
We're taking a break.
We're gonna take a quick.
We got
break.
2 o'clock.
I doubt it.
Too,
it takes
so,
20 seconds to get to the commercial.
We really got to do this fast.
Can we do this?
If you could.
You mean take a break?
Yeah.
I don't know
probably
if we can
not.
Or not.
All right, let's do it.
PFW in progress. Not your run-of-the-mill talk show.
Look, I'm not sure this place is working. The drinkers are smoking, the smokers are drinking, and the gamblers are having sex with everything that moves.
Patriots.com Radio.
So, Pat, how many Advantage miles have you racked up on American Airlines this year?
That's kind of a personal question, Brian.
It's nothing to be embarrassed about.
I'm not embarrassed.
Okay, then I'll ask you again. How many miles have you racked up?
236,000.
Miles? That's got to be wrong, because I fly a lot more than you.
Well, flying isn't the only way you can earn Advantage miles, Brian.
Right. I knew that.
I mean, you can earn miles when you buy all kinds of stuff, you know? Stuff you use every day.
Also, ping pong balls, Argyle socks, really tall ladders.
Clothes, movie rentals, gas for your car.
Oh, shish kebabs, Russian nesting dolls, snow globes.
I was thinking, newspapers, when you bank, go to restaurants.
Oh, fake mustaches.
Yeah, Brian, you can earn miles when you go to a novelty store and buy a fake mustache.
Awesome.
You can earn Advantage miles for the stuff you buy every day, whatever that stuff may be. Learn more at aa.com/advantage. We know why you fly. We're American Airlines.
You may know that Verizon Fios has more HD channels than cable, but what you may not know is that now you can sign up for Verizon Fios with no term contract required. And if you're not absolutely satisfied, you can cancel with no early termination fees. That's right. You can get Fios TV, internet, and phone at a guaranteed low price of just $89.99 a month for a year with no term contract required. And if you don't love it, you can cancel with no early termination fees. Just call 1-866-892-6057. That's 1-866-892-6057, and you'll know why now is the best time to switch to Fios. Get your game face on. Play the Gridiron Challenge at patriots.com/gridironchallenge and enter for your chance to win tickets and a chance to win the grand prize, an all-inclusive trip to the big game. Brought to you by Verizon. For official rules and terms, visit patriots.com/gridironchallenge. For new customers only. Equipment charges, taxes, and fees and other terms apply. Rate may increase after 1 year. Fios service is available in select areas. Offer expires 9/18/10. Call for more details.
Okay, I'll have the Giganto Burger with Cheese Combo.
Oh, will that be all?
That's it.
Go, Pats! What?
If you're like this man, you have what is known as a healthy obsession with the Patriots.
Hi, just the jeans today?
Yeah, thanks.
Go, Pats!
Okay, that was weird.
I know, right?
At Bank of America, we understand, and we can help.
I'll just take this when you're ready.
Oh, here you go.
Go, Pats!
Indeed, go, Pats.
With Patriots checking from Bank of America, you can do more than just tell the world about your loyalty. You can show them by getting the Patriots logo on your checks and debit cards.
I say, here's a baguette. Go long. I'm open!
Whoops.
Ask your Bank of America associate if Patriots checking is right for you. Or go to bankofamerica.com/patriots.
Bank of America N.A. Member FDIC. Copyright 2010 Bank of America Corporation. An account setup fee may apply in some states.
And now, great moments in PFW in progress history.
I'll tell you. I was at the beach on Tuesday, and there were a lot of high school girls there.
So you were lying on your stomach drilling for oil all day?
Oh, my God.
And I'm the inappropriate one.
That's another great moment from PFW in progress.
All right, back here in PFW in progress. It's Thursday. That means it's time to go around the NFL. Paul, why don't you fill us in with last week? I guess it wasn't so good, huh?
Yeah, I told you earlier in the show that I don't know why anybody would even pay attention to this segment of the show because we obviously stink.
We pooped ourselves.
We stink. But we stink now. This is 5 weeks. It's no longer just a fluke. We're terrible.
It's a crazy year.
But we're near 500, right?
It's a crazy year.
That's terrible.
So's the rest of the league.
No, usually we're...
Parity has set in. It's not our fault.
The winner...
Try picking the UFL.
The winner last week, that's one thing you didn't take from me. I wasn't even thinking of that. The winner was Fred at 7-7. 7-7. Eric was 6-8. Andy and Paul were 4-10.
Woo!
With the spread, Fred again was 7-7. Eric was 6-8. I was 4-10. Andy was 3-11.
Wow.
Which
these teams would just do their jobs. Like
leaves
Andy
us
said.
Season totals as fault. Follows. Eric has the lead at 44-32. 12 games over 500,
that,
5 weeks into the season.
Oh, Fred, I'm ahead of you guys.
Fred is 40-36. I am 39-37. And Andy, through 5 full weeks of NFL action, just picking winners, is 38-38.
Oh, my God.
With the spread.
It's parody.
Fred is actually doing very, very well with the spread. This is a good number regardless. 40-31-5. That's a good number.
$900 up.
Next is Eric at 34-37-5, then me at 33-38-5, and Andy at 32-39-5.
I got a little work to do there.
So we're all ready for the games. Hi-ho behind the glass. We could use a spread for Miami at Green Bay.
Didn't the guy
just
ask
you? Oh, that was the first game I was going to do, so we'll skip that
one. I told
him
I wouldn't stop that.
Billy Bear.
Let's start, Paul, with San Diego at St. Louis.
Are there any Hafes? Any Hafes this week, Paul?
Chargers.
Not supposed to say Hafe anymore.
8.5.
To hell with that.
Oh.
The hay with that.
8.5.
You're the gay with that.
Once again, he brings it right
yep,
to the same place.
Exactly.
So offensive.
Yeah, so offensive by Howard Stern.
Oh, God,
right?
How, you know, for, you know.
What?
All right, we got 2 o'clock locker room. We got to speed this up. Let's go.
I'll take the Chargers. I would love to take the Rams, but I certainly will not. And I will take the Chargers to win and cover.
I will do the same.
Yeah, at some point the Chargers don't give up 17 points on special teams and they actually blow a team out. I think they'll do that to the Rams.
Yep, Chargers. Gotta skip that one. Cleveland at Pittsburgh. Cleveland at Pittsburgh.
He reached them ahead of time. He does that on purpose.
Which one?
Cleveland at Pittsburgh. Steelers by 13.5.
Worthless hot dogs first game back.
Both teams with new quarterbacks. I like the one with 2 Super Bowl wins under his belt. I will take the Steelers to win. But I'm going to take the Browns to keep it close, so I'll take those 13.5 points in the first game of the Colt McCoy era.
I think I'll do the same. I think I'll take the overrated quarterback to win, and I'll take the rookie to keep it close.
I am going to take Pittsburgh both sides because of that young quarterback. Tough spot to make your first start at Pittsburgh.
Hand it off to my defense, 100 times.
The defense allows you to cover the spread here. I think the Steelers win and win big.
Yeah, I'm going to go with the Steelers, but not to cover. I think Cleveland keeps it close.
That's the right answer, Fred.
Okay. Kansas City at Houston.
Texans by 4.5.
I hate Houston. I've hated picking them all year long. I'm going to pick them, even though I don't feel good about it. I'm going to take them at home to do what they should do. They should win this game. It means they probably won't, but I'm taking them.
I'm taking the Chiefs to win this game.
Wow.
I think they're for real, even
you're
though
buying
they.
It.
I am buying it a little bit, yeah.
And I'm
hope upset.
And reason just for other teams, not the Patriots.
I'm upset with Houston for not getting it done so far. So,
and there goes the reason. anyway,
it's upset.
Houston has been a disappointing.
They personally offended.
Houston has been disappointing.
Much like Scott Zolak.
Two really bad home losses.
We're good now. We're good.
Oh, you guys made up.
Yeah.
Yeah, I heard that you really laid it on thick yesterday.
I didn't have a chance to, because Scott was saying how he was just busting balls and it didn't mean anything to him.
I just break the balls.
I like the Texans here, although I was very impressed with Kansas City last week. I think that's a tough loss to sort of bounce. I think they put a lot into that game, and I think there might be a little hangover effect.
Yeah, I'm going with Houston in this game.
I think you have Dwayne Bosum stick him.
Miami at Green Bay. You got a line there, Paul?
Yes, the Packers by 3.5.
3.5.
Now it looks like Rodgers is going to play.
Yeah.
Is that accurate?
I believe so.
Okay.
Who are they playing?
Miami.
Oh, it's an interesting one. I will take Green Bay at home. Yeah, I'll take Green Bay at home with Rodgers playing. They're my Super Bowl pick. Got to stick with them.
Is this where Miami kind of falls off the map here?
Yeah, I was going to say I would have taken Green Bay even if Rodgers weren't starting just because I think it would be too tough for Miami to go to Lambeau and win there. So even with the injuries that Green Bay has.
I don't think Miami's going to fall off the map. I don't think they're going to go to Lambeau and win. I'll take the Packers, but I think Miami will be all right. I don't think they're a great team, but I do think they're a good team.
I'm going with Miami in this game. Green Bay is beat the hell up. So
you're falling into the trap, Fred.
Yep. All right. Let's see. Detroit goes to the Giants at the new Giants Stadium.
Giants by 10.
G-Man!
That's good. I guess I'm going to have to stick with the Giants. I don't feel confident about it.
Yeah,
and the Lions got their world, they have been. I don't buy it. But Lions got their first win. Now people are starting to say that Hill should keep his job no matter what, that he's the better quarterback for the current time.
I guess no one watched the first
But I guess he's going to I think he's going to get beat up this week by that defensive line who's decided they flicked the switch and we're just going to control games.
I'll take the Giants to win. Give me the points, though. I think Detroit will keep it close.
Yeah, I'm with Eric. I'm going to take the Giants to win, but I do think Detroit's been competitive in virtually every game, and I think they'll continue to do that.
I will take the Giants both ways. I think that Detroit had their game. They have a little hangover this week, and it's in New York. I like the Giants to cover. All right, Atlanta at Philadelphia.
Eagles by 3 with talk that Vic could play.
Oh,
in a rematch
game. I
don't really
care
for the Eagles. I'll take the Falcons. What was the spread?
3.
Yeah, I'll take the Falcons.
Yeah, I will take the better team. In this case, that's the Falcons, and the whole Michael Vick thing won't be a factor.
Yeah, I'll take the Eagles at home. I don't like the Falcons very much. I think that's a paper team.
Paper.
I'm not overly impressed with the Eagles either, but I'll take the home team here. and at some point that catatonic stage, the state that Fred's in right now, will end, and he'll pick this game.
I'm looking at the new Star Wars video game.
That was pretty cool.
God, you're such a loser.
Philadelphia. All right, next game. Seattle at Chicago. Seattle at Chicago.
Using
Seattle
of
minus
the road
Neon
game.
Ranch. Will they...
6.5 Bears.
You know,
by 6.5
You know what they're all saying in Seattle? We've lost our short game. We can't bring the we can't tighten the field anymore. How
good,
are we going to score
Fred.
Points?
Good. Well played.
I'll take the Chicago Bears to win. Jay Cutler's back. He will bounce back against a suspect Seahawks team and have one of his up games. There's a down coming. Just wait. But this is an up week.
No, I think this is the down week. I'll take Seattle on the road.
Wrong.
Yeah, I like Chicago in this game. Seattle stinks.
Ballsy pick, Eric. I'm with you. Seattle wins on the road. New Orleans
tough
at
to
Tampa
crack the
Bay.
Fresh code.
What's that?
Nothing. Bucks by
tough
4.5
The fresh code.
Bucks getting 4.5
Against who?
The team they're playing, New Orleans.
New Orleans. I don't like them either.
Boy, have they been disappointing.
As
injuries,
we thought they would be.
Disappointment.
Not this disappointment.
Yeah, I just didn't think it was going to be because of this. I thought they were going to lose 34-31, not 17-14.
They at home?
The Bucks are at home.
Ooh,
blacked
Bucks.
Out again. Oh. Bucks PR guy claiming that they will be blacked out for every home game all year, and even if they end up making the playoffs, expects to be blacked out in the playoffs too.
Wow.
That's optimism.
Yeah. That's realistic optimism.
Imagine our PR department saying that.
I read that,
oh,
on Florio today. That's just insane.
Our PR have a really, really
say,
big
we're not
game.
Blacked out even though when we're being blacked right. out in the midst of it.
I don't know why you have to take shots.
I will take – I'm not – do it. I've said it all along I'm – you want him to do it?
Come on.
No.
I want him to do it.
Don't.
I'll take the defending champs on the road. I'm still not sold on the Josh Freeman era and the Bucks.
I'm not either. I think – New Orleans turns it around this week against a suspiciously 3-1
The Bucks stop
Bucks team or 4-1 whatever they are.
Yeah, I agree. I don't know how to explain the way these two teams have started the season, but I just there's too much.
I tell you,
too much talent for New Orleans.
I'm tempted to take the Bucks, but I'm not going to
do it.
But
take the points then.
I am. I'm going to do it both ways.
What did you pick?
I'm picking
just like in college,
Tampa Bay
Fred,
to
huh?
lose, but cover.
So you didn't.
Fred's a two-way player.
Okay.
I mean, not cover, but
Fred
you
will
know
be
what
by
I mean.
Now.
You pick the Saints. Saints to win.
Saints
Tampa to,
win.
To cover.
Right. Exactly. Thank you, Paul.
Move on.
Because Paul's a pro, you know.
His picks up, really show it.
I did grow up in Everett.
Jets in Denver, 4:05 game.
Jets by 3 on the road.
I'll take the Jets to win and cover. Tough stretch here for the Broncos, and it continues.
Yep, best team in football right now. The Jets are going to get a road win, and they're going to cover.
Why isn't it the Ravens?
They're 1A.
Ravens beat the Jets.
They're 1A.
I like the Jets in this game as well, although I do think it's a little bit of a, I don't know if call it a trap game, but kind of one of those red flag scenarios. You know, they're feeling pretty good about themselves coming off a big Monday night win. Short week. Tough place to play, Denver. I think there's some concern there, but I'll take the Jets.
Do you think it's out of the question and unprofessional if Bill Belichick had a call with Josh McDaniels this week?
For what?
Just to give him some tips. He's played the Jets already. Josh hasn't.
No.
No? You think that coaches would be okay?
Talk.
I think that happens.
Okay.
I don't think there's anything unprofessional about it, that's for sure. I'm not sure it happens.
Yeah.
I'm not sure. It happened with Belichick, but I could see it happening.
Yeah, I got to go with the Jets in this game. Wow. Oakland at San Francisco, 4:05 game. Oakland at San Francisco.
Battle San Francisco by 6.5
Really?
6.5
Really? 6.5 for San Francisco, huh? I'm going with the Raiders.
Good pick. I am too.
Gotta hope they lose though.
Why?
For the Patriots' sake. Gotta get that draft pick.
Hoping and picking are two different things.
Quinny's dropping. His stock is dropping, so we can get him with a later Raiders pick if we need to.
You picked Oakland too, there?
I pick Oakland. Yeah.
I'll take San Francisco. I'm going to end up going like 2-14 picking Niners games this year.
I'm also rooting for them to go 0-16 after Fred picked them to go to the Super Bowl.
I just think there's too much talent there for this team to be winless.
49ers win, they don't cover. If you watch our show tonight, if you get to see it,
if you can ask your boss to leave early so you can see it.
And then don't hit any traffic.
You will hear me and see me predicting John Gruden will be the next coach of the San Francisco 49ers.
Well, why would people have to watch now?
In my inside info
why do they have to watch?
That's true.
You have no inside info.
Oh, yes, I do.
No, you don't.
Oh, yes, I do.
Oh, yes, I do.
It's true.
Dallas at Minnesota.
Vikings by 1.5.
Dallas
in a battle
at
of one-win teams.
Randy Moss at home in Minnesota puts on a show. Three touchdowns against the team that didn't draft him.
Right. Get your 84 jerseys back out.
You look like him when you do that, too.
You going to pick
Vikings,
anybody?
Yeah. Thought I gave it away with my answer.
I'll go with the home team. I'll pick the Vikings.
I'm going with the Cowboys.
I think the Cowboys are better.
In the current state of Minnesota, I think this is a layup. I think Dallas wins easily. I really do. I think Minnesota's in shambles.
And Dallas has moved sail and ship.
The Dallas owner had to come out and make a statement that he's not going to fire his coach.
Favre is tearing that team apart. He's doing to them what he did to the Jets that year.
Got to make it quick here. Locker room.
All right. Quickly.
Three games left.
Indianapolis is a Sunday night game. Indianapolis at Washington.
Indianapolis by 3.
Yeah. Indianapolis by more than 3. They will win and cover. Why not? I'm not sold on the Redskins. I'm not sold on anybody, so I should stop saying that.
I'll take Indy to win. Can I push? Because I think they're going to win by 3.
No.
So who are you going to pick to cover? Because it does matter.
I know. I'll take Indy to cover.
On an Adam Vinatieri field goal?
Yeah.
Dead nuts, 47 yards.
I'll take Indianapolis here. I think they roll.
My upset of the week is the Skins. All right. Monday night
another
game.
Another Da Vinci Code pick there for you.
Monday night. Why does he mock me?
Because you always pick against all of the Patriots' chief rivals.
I just picked for the Jets.
Oh, okay.
That's because you hate McDaniels because he had the audacity to celebrate a victory.
I want him to win this game.
Who?
No, but really you don't.
But you're prepared for
because
him.
You hate him so much.
No, no.
You do hate him.
Not close to what I feel for the
Tennessee
Jets.
Tennessee at Jacksonville. Tennessee by 3.
That's my job.
But you were embarrassing yourself with that rant.
Tennessee, better all-around team. Hate Jacksonville.
Yeah, I agree. I don't think Tennessee's all that great a team, but a little bit better than Jacksonville.
Daddy.
Yeah, I think nothing of Jacksonville, even though that they're 3-2 just like everybody else in that division. I'll take Tennessee here.
Does Jack Del Rio beat Harbaugh in a fight man-a-mano?
Harbaugh or Fisher?
Oh, that's right. Why did I think Harbaugh?
I don't know.
Maybe because he's going to be here.
All right, Fisher and Del Rio. Who wins that fight?
I'd take Del Rio.
Del Rio.
Del Rio.
He was a linebacker. He's bigger. Okay. He's a little bit younger.
But he's kind of dirty.
He fights dirty. Del Rio's kind of a pretty boy, softy. It's interesting.
You pick Tennessee, Fred?
Yeah, Tennessee. All right, let's go back to Sunday at 1. Baltimore travels to Gillette Stadium.
Fatal three-way
with
Fisher, Harbaugh,
and Gillette
Del Rio.
Stadium. What do you think, guys?
Pats by 3.
Still hasn't moved.
Stunning.
It moved. I will take the Patriots to win here and cover. I get the feeling there's a lot invested in this game coming out of the bye.
There was a lot invested in the last game.
What game?
The last game.
No, but that was different. They were shell-shocked. They lost Welker. They chose to lose Moss. They think they're better with Moss gone. There was a different whole mentality there. We're bonding. This is a rallying game.
They got caught by surprise.
And Paul's right. The Ravens have had a tough first month. They're banged up. They got all these guys not practicing. I see good things for Sunday. I see turnovers. I see a similar type team effort to the Bills win and the Miami win.
I'm sticking with the better team winning, as I do with all my picks, so I'll go with Baltimore.
And the hate continues.
I think the Patriots squeak one out here at home. For all the reasons that we've talked about all week. I just think they put a lot into this game post-Randy Moss, and I'd be very surprised if they don't put forth a solid effort.
Go Pats!
And I pick them to cover as well.
Go Pats! Patriots win.
I think it's going to be a push, but I'm taking the Patriots to cover.
But they do.
I don't know how. I can't. What was the phrase? I'm looking for a reason for my optimism, but...
Patriots win, so it's going to be a good weekend for the Patriots, and I guess stay tuned for a replay, right? So we're going to do that.
Stop
Kevin, you can chime
now.
In if you want. You can do a little bit of shtick if you want. There's a lot of emails we didn't go to, so maybe you can read those. And as for us, we'll see you next Tuesday.
She was about to win. I mean, she was like a breath away from winning. I don't care about stuffed animals or whatever. I mean, she's like a 12-year-old girl who's trying to win a stuffed animal. She was literally...
Is it part of the game, like, shooting it into the right hole? I mean, isn't that...
Well, but that, I mean, again, if your conscience is getting the better of you, let the guy play again that was shooting into the wrong hole.
That'll do it. Another PFW in progress. We'll be back next week.
No, God, no.
Patriots.com Radio.